What's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke.
What was that sound?
Was that a can opening?
Yes, more so a can of beer, if they count that.
Who is she? Danielle's like, I'm drinking a sour. You guys,
I want everyone to know I'm drinking.
Well, we are both of the legal age, and this episode is going to be so much fun because you're getting tipsy with the gals.
Ooh, getting tipsy with the gals on the go. I feel like that's someone on someone's list of things to do. I feel like people have said, like, oh, I want to drink with y'all. So, like, here, open a glass of something, pour a glass of wine, and drink with us if you are 21 or older.
Of course. I'm drinking a nice white blend from Wink right now. How about yourself,
yes.
Danielle?
Yes. I'm doing a good old Athena Paradiso from Creature Comforts. It's a local Athens brewery. It's like a sour beer.
Oh, fun. Well, these episodes always perform super well. I think people just like the relatability element. You know, if you guys are of age, I'm sure like college age, you get it. You know, the nights when you're drinking with your gals, just goofing around.
Yes.
And the one we did in quarantine is our most listened to episode ever.
Ever. Like, I'm talking, I mean,
ever.
Over a million listens. Yeah, like, it's insane.
I know. So insane. So we know that you guys like these. I feel like it's just, it makes it a little, not that we really struggle to open up, but it makes it a little easier. You know?
Yeah, you know, you get the liquid courage a little bit. Last time you guys, we recorded this, it was like mid-quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
I got drunk. Like, after that, I remember I FaceTimed Ryan. Like, he's like at home in Georgia. And I'm like, eh. Like, I had a full bottle of Prosecco. I feel like you were pretty lit too.
I was definitely, because I drank before that too. Today's gonna be a few levels below, but I am still trying
yeah.
to keep up. Okay.
Yeah, I have one can right here. I mean, I guess if I need to go to the fridge, I can. But also, stay tuned. I will be taking a shot later in the episode.
Live
cares.
With us. But before that, let's just get on with like the normal stuff we do. So we'll kick it off with the business of the week.
Boom boom.
Business of the week.
Boom boom.
I don't know what that was.
Okay. We're talking about Hey Libby Lou. So the Instagram is at Hey Libby Lou. Her name is Emily. She's the owner. She's 23 years old. She lives in LA. It's just such cute stuff, guys. She has like tote bags and she has sweatshirts and like little keychains and things like that. She writes like in the Instagram bio, it says a trendy shop for the everyday gal. I got the No Bad Days crew neck. It's just very cute, like very floral.
God,
like she
so
like, yeah, it's like, you know, like those hand-drawn designs. It reminds me of like Emma's type of graphic design, like very cute, girly, fun. Absolutely love it. So definitely go check her out and support her shop. And it was very reasonably priced. It was for this crew neck. I didn't get it yet, but I'm very excited. It was $35 and that includes shipping.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm also on her Instagram right now. I think I'm about to purchase. They have these rainbow car keychain things. So you like, or not keychains, or they do have keychains, but you like can put it on your mirror in your car. That's so happy.
So cute. I love the totes. A few of them are sold out that I really wanted to get because they have one like with like a smile on it. I feel like you have a smile tote bag right
now. For Strike magazine. Totes are like so nice. I feel like you should get one living in New York. It's just so easy.
Maybe I just use like the
Louis Vuitton.
No, I use like canvas tote bags, but like ones that we're so lucky, Danielle and I, like we're sent a lot in PR. I don't know about you.
I get
a tote bag every week, so I have a bunch.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I guess one of the ones I use is from PR too. That makes sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're just so fun and great little carry-alls. So definitely go support them. I think I'm about to go purchase this rainbow thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the link is always in the show notes. We love seeing you guys support the business of the week. It's really great. We love obviously talking about, you know, the things that we get from Amazon and all other places. But I feel like it's so great and just a great way to give back to or just show support to local small businesses and women owned, minority owned, whatever it may be. Like, it's just great.
Yes, always. Thank you, Brooke, for doing that. So next up, we're going to get into a new segment. It's going to be called Question of the Week.
Question of the Week.
So actually, speaking of small biz, this is actually going to be pulled from one of the small businesses that we have talked about before called Actually Curious. And basically, the question of the week is just an idea we came up with where basically we're just going to propose a question each week And it could be, you know, what's your favorite this, or what do you like to do on these types of days? And I'm going to be pulling them from this deck. We might get some ideas from y'all, whatever. But it's just fun. Y'all. Something to talk about. Y'all. So Georgia.
You've been throwing y'alls in there like a lot.
I literally noticed that the other day, you, me, and someone else were in a group chat, and it was like you and someone else from New York or something. And I literally started to type y'all and I like deleted it because I was like self-conscious.
You've been throwing lots of that in there. And honestly, I've been getting it in a good way. Like I really am here for it, but I've been getting like big, like Southern energy from you recently.
So. Really?
Yeah, I really have been, Danielle.
What's happening?
I think it was the Easter outfit really did it over for me.
The Easter outfit did it over for me too.
Okay. Like with, the white picture jeans, you and Ryan posed together. I was like, oh, there
it was. So yeah,
a married couple, like child is coming in, like the, like
yeah,
like you know, like they're like on the way there.
I felt like a mom. It was very mom in a good way. Like it was like mom
very
vibe
cute and
an
trendy
outfit.
Very
oh no, I just don't want to offend anyone else. Because I just like wanted to be more conservative because you know with
I get it. Sam, it's Easter you know. Brunch. What are you gonna show?
Well, I had a dress on. It was cold. Anyways, oh, yeah, okay. That's really. I see. I actually had a feeling you might say that, but.
Y'all
get ready. So basically I'm just gonna ask this question. Brooke and I are gonna chat about it and we're gonna have y'all engage with it in the next few weeks if you guys like this segment, but I'm pretty pumped about it. You?
Me too. Yeah.
Yay. All right, so today's question drawn from the Actually Curious Happy Hour Edition deck, it's just like a deck of questions, is what is your go-to late night snack?
I also really like this because it just so happens we're drinking and I find that it's always the nights that I'm like drinking and like,
totally.
You know, and then I come home and that's what it is. The drunchies. Like you come home, you're ravenous.
The drunchies. I love that because I don't like smoke weed. So like, I don't get the munchies. Here I am already saying stuff. My gosh.
No, that's I mean, you just admitted to not doing something. So that's like, I think you're
okay,
safe.
Danielle.
Yes. Yeah.
Very safe. I know. But nothing against smoking weed, by the way. Like, honestly, you do you.
They're legalizing it in New York. Did you see that?
No, I didn't know that.
They're making it completely legal. Like, I think there's going to be one of the dispensaries and stuff coming soon.
OMG, burrs. Get on it if you live in NYC, baby.
I know. I don't smoke at it either. But anyways, I do think the drunchies were always so real for me. Do you get them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much so.
After I used to go out in college and like post-grad, especially like those when I was really like going out, because I haven't like really
going like hard.
I haven't been going hard mm-hmm. in like a few, I'll have a night here and there, but like not really.
Yeah.
You know, like it'll be like, oh, I went too hard at dinner, but like I ate dinner with my friends. So like that doesn't really count. I'm talking about
it
like
helps you. Yeah.
You hit the bars and then you come home and it's like 2, 3 a.m. and I am dangerous in the kitchen. And that's okay.
Dangerous in the kitchen.
I've like, the scariest is when I wake up the next morning and I'm like, damn, like I cooked. Like I either turned on the oven or the stove because that's like, I don't know what I was doing. Like that's scary.
I've had friends tell me, maybe you told me. No, I don't think it was you.
Okay.
Someone told me that one time they were like so drunk and they put a frozen pizza in the oven and
never
turned the oven on.
Oh.
And then like a couple like weeks later, because no one uses their oven every day, she like went to go make something and there was just a full frozen pizza in the oven. I mean,
that's
it wasn't frozen
so
anymore.
So funny. I thought you were going to say like forgot to take it out and like a burned or something. That'd be worse.
That's not even funny. That sucks.
That's what scares me is because I would be like, oh, I could order like delivery or whatever, but it's gonna take so long by the time it comes I might as well make something. And like Trader Joe's frozen food hits diff when you're like drinking, like after drinking.
Yeah. Trader Joe's chicken fried rice, like damn, so good.
Yes, so good.
So what's your food?
Okay. Well, mine recently, like not in my new lifestyle of like I don't really drink much, like or whatever. I don't know if you're gonna judge me for this. Pickles.
Oh my god. And you know, I've heard that before.
Okay, because
from other people,
yeah, I get like a savory craving. I mean, I would totally do like chips, dip, pretzels. Like I like savory, but I don't know, pickle. I love pickles, and like they give me the saltiness that I crave.
I just like real. I feel like if you don't like pickles, you really
I get
don't
it.
Like pickles, and that's me.
I see that. For you.
Good for you, though. That's like you probably are like, oh, like it's a veggie kind of. But it's
I like do. Pickled. I mean, I eat like a bunch of them too, because it's like, you know, like you could sit there and like I've loved pickles since I was a kid, though. So I can't say this is like an original thing or like me trying to be like a health queen. Like it.
You've loved pickles since you were
a kid. I've always loved a good pickle. What's yours?
Well, I've also heard pickles are good hangover foods. I don't know if you've heard that.
Interesting.
Like the next day, so you can try it out. Mine, like, immediately comes to mind are Cheez-Its. If I, like, I'll, like, go to, like, a gas station and, like, get a bag of Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its. They're just the best. And I don't ever carry Cheez-Its, though. Like, I don't ever have them in my apartment because I will eat them all the time. I
don't carry
them.
You don't, like, keep them in your purse.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, you don't carry them in your kitchen. Like, I get it.
I don't carry them in the kitchen. They don't have inventory here. But other than that, mac and cheese is, like, the big one.
Oh, if we're talking meals, yeah. Oh, my God. So good.
I'm more of a meal person, honestly. Like, or like, yeah, it's pretty much Nanny's mac and cheese moment.
But then I need to know the cadence of this. Like, is this every time after you go out, or like an especially like late night, like crazy, like hungry situation?
I'd
not
say,
that it matters. Yeah, college, I went through phases. Like my freshman year, I would eat all the time. I would go and like literally physically like go and go places. But then by the time I was a senior, I was honestly just too lazy. I'd be like, oh, time for bed. Bye. Like,
yes. Yes. I feel that. Yes. I would be the same way. I think it's like every three times. Yeah. Cause sometimes you're just like, I'm literally tired. I can't physically make it.
It takes time. It just sit there and make the mac and cheese. Like you're like, I got, I have to factor in. By the time you eat it, clean up, get into bed, it's like a whole 30, 45 minutes later. So.
Oh, totally. Yeah. No, I mean, I've gotten it down to a science, and they also sell like the mini cups too. If you want to just make like a little cup.
Oh, easy mac.
Like, never enough. Yeah. But, or I'll just eat like whatever leftovers, or sometimes if like I had dinner and I have leftovers from that, like from a restaurant, I'll like eat the leftovers. But yeah, or just like popcorn. I don't know.
I like salty too. So you like salty, not sweet.
Yeah. Sweet would like literally make me throw up. I feel. Yeah.
If I'm not drinking and sometimes I have a sweet craving, I'll, then I do. Then it just varies. It depends how intense I want to go. Like if I'm craving sweet, like I'll eat candy, cookies, cake, like whatever it is.
Yeah. But like on another night. Yeah. Definitely.
That's what I'm craving sweet though. I get it. Drinking and sweet, that kind of like doesn't sit right with me.
You've had sweet all night. You need some salty to kind of balance it out. Like drinks are sweet. Or I've been making toast.
Oh, that's not a good one. That's good. Yeah, it's delicious. Because it soaks up the alcohol. That's actually good.
Soaks it all up. It's so great. I love a good toast moment. I just love toast. It's such yum.
Yeah. I love a good late night snack too, especially when you eat dinner like kind of early-ish. If you're eating at like 6 or 7, then you go out have a night. I mean, think about it. By 2, 3 in the morning, you are hungry.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like a full on new meal time for sure. So yeah, those are our answers. Very curious what y'all's late night snacks are, honestly. Like, I need some new good recs. I won't be trying pickles. I really won't.
That's okay.
But
it's okay.
I respect it. I respect Thank it you. For you.
Thank you.
So yeah, let us know if y'all like this. Y'all. Oh my gosh.
Do it one more time.
Let us know if y'all like
this. If you guys.
When I'm up in New York, I'll be back to the you guys. Don't worry.
You guys like this segment. Let us know.
Well, now let's get on into our current favorites.
These are a few of my favorite things. Ding.
Call myself all of my favorite things.
Desperate Housewives on Hulu.
So good.
I'm just back on it. I haven't watched it since I was a teen. I don't know if I talked about it on the show yet.
Did you watch it all? You've talked about it before, but briefly.
Oh, oops. Okay. Well, now I'm like almost into season 2. No. I'm still on like almost season. I'm going slow because I don't want to like. With TV shows, I either go one of two ways. I like do nothing else except for watch TV, or I watch like one episode a day. And I'm on the like one episode a day right now, and it's really healthy.
That's good.
For me.
No, definitely.
It's good for me and my lifestyle. Thank you. Because I've been, you know, doing things and the weather is getting nice and whatever. In the winter, it's easy to just be like another episode. But now that it's like nice outside, I'm like, no, I should like, you know, like sit on my roof or do something like outside.
Oh, that's good.
I don't even know how to describe the show. I mean, it aired on ABC in like the mid 2000s.
Wait, so have you seen it before? And
Yeah. But I was.
Oh, okay.
But I was like younger when I watched it. I just.
Oh yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, yes. For some reason, rewatching shows just like hits diff. So I feel like if you're like in between shows and you're like, I don't know what to watch, consider rewatching something that you watched maybe not even in the recent years, but like a while ago. Yeah, because it's basically like watching an entire new show. And if you haven't watched Desperate Housewives, I highly suggest. It's definitely kind of girly, so like. If that like
it's got some like mystery in there, like some scary vibes, a little murdery kind of
murdery, but not in the sense of like scare. I get scared and it's not scary. It's
like sorry, it's like a more lighthearted version of like Big Little Lies, perhaps.
Yes, but it's funny. More lighthearted. It's funny, funnier. Though. Like somehow yeah. they make all the murder and all that stuff like funny, which is like, it's yeah. bizarre to say, but it's like, that's like the characters that they play, and it's like over, I don't know. It's just a really good show. And it has like,
it's not reality, by the way, because I used to get it confused with Real Housewives.
It's not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very fiction. Different. Scripted fiction. And it's just about like, I don't know. I mean, you see, I love shows about like housewives and like stuff like that. Like, I think it's interesting and crazy to see how they're depicted. And
who's your character? You said you are. Susan with a bit of
Susan is like chaotic, like mess energy.
You really feel like are that Susan is, in a good way.
She's a little bit like, she takes it too far though. Like sometimes I'm like, girl, get it together. But Lynette is the one that has like all the kids, and she's kind of like a functional mess too, but she's like a boss yeah. when it comes to work. So I feel like I'm a mix of those two.
What is the redhead?
Brie.
Brie
is next level. You have maybe a hint, but Danielle, she yeah. is like.
No, I don't want to say I'm her, but I think I have a bit of Brie. I think you have a bit of Brie. We all have like.
The type
all.
A. Yes.
I have a bit of Brie. I don't know who I'd probably Gabrielle, be like Lynette. Gabrielle, I mean, I want to say I'm her, but no, I'm just Gabrielle, not.
She's fun though and flirty. I could see like a little bit of that for you. I feel like,
I don't know. I don't really resonate with anyone, perhaps. I feel like I'm the most Lynette, if anything.
Yeah, I could see that too. They're all great. No, honestly, yeah. like, I feel like they have like the start, like, but they're all great.
It's a good show. Yeah, now I'm going to have to rewatch. I used to I watched it in high school too, so I forgot a lot of it. What's the neighbor's guy name? Oh my God, he's so cute. The one that Susan likes.
Oh my gosh.
Across the street neighbor. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The guy that moves in on his
own. Literally just like was watching the part about all about him, and I forget.
There's so many shows, so many characters.
I know.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Everyone knows who I'm talking about. The guy. And then Gabrielle's landscaper guy, so cute.
Yeah, he was on Dancing with the Stars this past year.
Was he really? Oh my gosh. He's also John Tucker.
John Tucker must die. Yeah.
So crazy. Love that.
I'm forgetting all the characters' names. I like know who they are, but I'm like, why am I forgetting the actual name?
It's hard.
Okay.
Well, cool. Love that for you.
Thank you. What about
you? This isn't my favorite, but I have to update. I'm still watching Schitt's Creek, and I still really want you to watch it because I can't stop laughing out loud. It's okay. So funny.
A few people messaged me actually after last week's episode and told me to check it out. So maybe I will.
Okay. Perfect. If it takes me bullying you into sitting in a room with me when I move there, that's okay. I can wait. We will work on it. So my current favorite, I'm wearing on my feet right now. They are these slides that I got from Amazon. They are the Yeezy slides, they're the Yeezy slide dupes. They're so comfortable. Someone commented, I'll show Brooke so she can see.
Seen a lot about these.
Yeah, they're comfy. Someone commented was like, those slides make me feel so safe. And it's true.
Safe?
Like, yeah, like they're
what
just
What does that
like,
mean, safe?
They're just like big. Like she's like, I need a pair. They make me feel so safe. Like they make me feel so secure.
Not like safe and accepted, like safe like when you're wearing them, like you're not going to trip and fall?
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have a pair, but maybe she was saying like, those make me feel as if I don't really know, but it made sense to me because my friend has the real Yeezys and I was like, girl, where'd you get those? Because I didn't know they were Yeezys. And she was like, oh, they're Yeezy, ha ha ha. And it's always awkward when you ask someone where something's from and it's like so expensive. Like yesterday, Ryan's mom asked me where my Cartier bangle was from and I just about died. I didn't know what to say and I didn't want her to like look it up. Like, oh gosh. Anyways, yeah.
I've done it too, though. I ask people like very obvious things. I'm like, oh, yeah, where's that from? And they're like, and like they feel Gucci, weird telling you because, like, you know, like, it's Chanel or something. And you're like,
you feel
I'm gonna
so
go die
dumb.
Now.
Okay. I was hoping for like something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I love these so much. The Yeezy ones are like $500. And
really?
Yes. And I didn't know that. I was like, okay, like 200, I could do that. Or, you know, I don't know. I'm willing to spend a good amount, but 500 on a pair of like rubber slides.
Do they literally look like that?
They literally look exactly like this.
At that point, that's just frivolous. Cause the thing with designer, and I'm here for crediting the designers and like obviously fair wage going to them because they designed it, of course. Mm-hmm. But I feel like most of the time with designer, you're paying for something that you can't get elsewhere. Like that's the whole point.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, you know, and it's not like a logo on it. Maybe
that's what I mean. Like there's no logo, no branding, no Mm-hmm. Or and even the quality, aren't they like rubbery slides?
Yeah, like, they're just like honestly like croc material. That's which are coming thin. Back. They're coming back so hard. It's all over really? My Pinterest. Yeah. I'm not there yet, but I always say that and then I end up getting there.
I could see you getting there.
I could see it too, but I'm trying to hold off because I don't really like them because they don't have platform. Unless they do have platform Crocs, it's game over. But anyways, these are amazing. I think they're $49.99 or $59.99 on Amazon. So they're still not like super
cheap. Oh, wow. I was going to say that still is a pretty penny.
Yeah. I'll link them in the description, but they're just so comfortable and I'm going to be wearing them all spring, summer. They're great with sweatpants. You can wear them with like denim if you're really feeling it. And a lot of people have actually been complimenting them. They're like, are those Yeezys? I'm like, no. So like, I guess it's a known look. But anyways, they're so comfortable and I just have been looking for that perfect slide.
Unpopular opinion. Maybe it's just because I'm like out of like hypebeast culture in general. Mm-hmm. Like I went to Kith like what, like a month ago now. And I was like, what even is this store? Like I've only been like twice. Like it's another world to me. Like
it is.
I don't need to get too into the story, but I was there with someone and they were like, oh, like what type of sneakers you are? I was like, I have a pair of Air Force Ones. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's like I'm that's the hype beast like, level.
Sneakers and stuff. Yeah. So it can, that whole world confuses me. Like the Yeezy, I see the shoes and I'm like, wow, those are really nice shoes. $700. Like, holy crap. Yeah. Like, I can't.
I really want. Do you like the Jordans? Have you gotten there yet? Like retro Jordans? Like
yeah. Okay. My problem is that I have big feet. So for me personally, I don't really try. I'm not one to try out like crazy sneaker trends because I feel like I'm going to look like a basketball player, which there's nothing wrong with that. But like I'm tall. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if it matches my look. But for you, I see that for you.
I think you'd look great. I'm always trying to get you to wear the cool stuff because I just feel like you could rock it. You've got those nice legs. Like, see, on the other hand, I feel like I have like these short legs. I don't know if they're going to look good on me. So that's why I haven't bit the bullet.
You pull up so all cute. The trends though because you like you just go it and send it and it's great.
Thanks. I do send it. I do, whether it's happening or not. But thank you. Yeah. Hypebeast, so confusing. I don't really get it. But it's fun. Walking in a Kith, I feel so out of place. Like
me too, cool. Dude. Same.
But everyone's in there like, oh, like,
and they're all like they're pointing at that, like that one, like like buy, sell, trade online. I'm like, okay,
that
like,
one, you got me there. Remember when we went with like,
I remember yes, we everyone from group, YouTube. Yes,
Margo really belonged in there. She was like she just like knew her stuff.
She does. She's knowledgeable, but she's not too showy about it. Like she's the perfect balance
she
of it all.
She was just like that one. Like she.
Yes,
like that.
She.
That one that when you did that it just got
you know
me.
Exactly what I'm thinking about.
Whereas if you guys you haven't and I been, are in the corner like vlogging like hey guys
don't. Yeah we're like we're in Kith, it's so pretty in here, they have an ice cream shop like
oh my God. I've actually had the ice cream in Miami, it was delish.
Really?
Yeah, like 3 years ago, but yeah.
No, oh gosh. If you haven't been to Kith then you have no idea what we're talking about. It's like the ultimate hypebeast, I guess, is the word for it, right? Like street style. Is that kind of what we want to call it? Like sneakers. Like,
yeah.
The guys section is downstairs, and then they have the women's upstairs. And then, yeah, they have like an ice cream shop. It's just, it's like a so destination.
I enjoy walking.
It's really not that far from me. It's like very walkable to like where I live now. So we'll have to go and point it.
Yeah, that one. I know, and I feel like everyone. It was like the winter when we were there, and they had like their big scarves and their beanies, and they're like, yes, like,
yes,
like, and not like literally not like I just wanted to be them. They have some me really too. Cool stuff me too. In there. I just like the thing I'd get from there is like the Kith beanie or something. Like, so, like
oh no,
Kith.
I took pictures with Shots by Alex this weekend. She was wearing a Kith crop top. Like, oh, and it just says so Kith cool. And it was white. I was like, I am suddenly inspired to be street style. If I wore that, though, people would like, be like, you look like a clown. Like,
no, you would look great. But no, it's funny. It's just like, I don't know.
Pulls it off, though. She was wearing like the cutest, like flare jeans and like,
yeah. She's just so cool. I love that girl. Wow, what a great little
segue
intro. We haven't even gotten into the juice.
The juice. Speaking of the juice, Danielle, I know you're
you're getting waiting.
Thirsty over there.
Yeah, so I'm going to be taking, hear that? Shake, shake, shake. A fireball shot. If you guys didn't know, if you haven't watched my vlogs, I chase my fireball shots with baby carrots.
Do you? Okay, and, let's talk about the origin of this. Like, what is the story?
Literally, I took a fireball shot, or I was about to take a fireball shot. I don't carry.
What?
What is with me carrying? I don't know why I keep saying that.
I don't carry.
Why don't you carry sodas in my apartment?
You like, we make it sound like it's a restaurant. Like we
I know
carry Pepsi here. Like,
we have Coke, not Pepsi. I literally don't know why. What's happening today? I don't purchase. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't purchase sodas. We don't really have like juices or anything. I have kombucha, Huzzah, probiotic seltzers. Like that's about it. But I don't know. I was like, okay, I don't really have a chaser. Maybe I didn't have any of that. So I was like, okay, I have carrots, my favorite food, very refreshing, cleanses the palate. Let me try. And I mean, it's not like delicious, but the carrots with this cooling sensation after I take a shot of Fireball, which is, you know, kind of like more spicy. It's a cinnamon whiskey. It just like, boom, does it for me. Like Coke would probably be better, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's just become this thing that I do now and I simply just have to keep doing it. And it's fun and people laugh. So we're going to do it now.
You know, I'm not going to lie. The concept of mixing food with alcohol really doesn't sit well with me to begin with. So a baby carrot with the alcohol doesn't sit well with me. But I will say Fireball is lighter on the stomach. At least for me, I've had that experience.
Oh, yeah. It's lighter on the stomach. It
compared to like vodka or tequila. Like tequila shot, if you chase a tequila shot with a baby carrot, I would throw up on impact. Like on...
I can't even take a tequila shot on its own, so...
I know. I remember the story.
Oh, yeah. God, it's so, so gross. Anyways, we're going to get into the juicy stuff, so I need to take this shot so I...
I wish I don't have any hard liquor to take with you, but I will take a large chug of my wine so we can do it together.
Okay, 3-second chug. That's hard with wine.
Okay, and I hope that everybody listening, if you're drinking along with us, or imagine if you're hungover listening to this, you're probably like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, literally. Oh my gosh. I don't think I'm like mentally ready for this. Okay, ready?
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers, baby. I'm almost half a bottle of wine down.
What?
Yeah. Mm. This is what drinking alone is like, guys.
I'm still eating my carrot.
And I just poured a glass, but like, I'm pretty like far down, Danielle. Like,
oh my gosh. And you opened it tonight.
Yes.
Did you cheat and drink before?
No, I had maybe like 2 sips, but then like as soon as we got on.
No, I'm kidding. No,
I really didn't because I was like eating my food and stuff. I wanted to digest. I told you I don't like eating and drinking at the same time.
I mean, I literally hate it so much. I can't even drink water and eat at the same time. I don't know if that's probably unpopular, but.
No, well, it depends. You know, they say you're supposed to, like, my dad would always say to me, like, you gotta hydrate to avoid a hangover and to avoid getting sick the night of. And it's very possible, like, at a college bar, you could totally order a water or whatever, but then you got two drinks, like, and then I'm like, no, I have to drink the alcohol one because, like, I paid for this one, and, like, it doesn't work, yeah.
Yeah, the whole get a water and a drink, like, no one, it doesn't work. Wow, I, like, feel that shot going through.
I've transitioned to water, though, many a times, though, where I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Like, I gotta switch to water, but then I'm only drinking water, though, like, I'm not drinking alcohol.
Like, water, yeah, I'm the same way, it's like, once I'm drinking water,
it's not going back. Yep.
R.I.P. Yep. I'm the same way.
It's just like when I decide I'm going home at a bar, like it's not
non-negotiable.
You know, that TikTok sound, whether it takes 2 hours or 4 hours, you're finishing this routine.
My friends literally always to me, like without a doubt. That's hysterical.
I can't. No, if I tell you, like if it's like, all right, I think I'm gonna go home, like don't even try to convince me to stay. Like the Uber's the Uber's are actually already on the way. So
yeah, it's actually already been called 2 minutes ago, already tipped him, like he's on the way.
I pull that too much, so I'm glad we're on the same page. I've always been on the same page with that, but
wait, that'll be good when we can start going out together.
I know,
in New York.
Because we need to give people like a history of our like going out together. This is not included in the topics that we're planning to discuss, but
here you go.
Here we go. Because Danielle and I are 2 years apart, so
I'm just thinking of Playlist Lives and stuff.
Oh yeah. My gosh, that's almost like our experiences going out together, though, from start to finish.
Yeah,
though,
because okay, so wait, go through your little timeline you had in your head.
Well, obviously, like we met, and then like the basis of our friendship, like pre-college and things like that, was YouTube and YouTube events. So we would do trips together, and yeah, primarily like conventions, and those, of course, yeah, we would be at the same, like we would be pre-gaming in the room together, going down to these parties, like whatever, together, that you could go in at any age, now that I think about it. We'll talk a little bit about fake IDs in this episode, but I only used mine so that I could quote drink there, but
yeah, I never did. I was just, I don't even think I had a
no, but
ID.
You didn't need to though, because the party I think was like any age.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just so many memories.
Anyways. So that was like our drinking.
But you could order a drink there. Yeah.
And I was like 18 and like, I have a fake. I'm going to like order a drink. Like I thought it was some big shot.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have a fake. So I was like 16 and I didn't get one until I was 18, I think. Maybe 17. Mm.
And then I would, but the drinks were like $20 a drink at like, you know, the party.
Oh my gosh. The glass cups that glowed on the bed.
The glass cup that I shattered in the middle of the dance floor. Yeah,
in front of Katie. Of our favorite YouTuber, hello Katie, shout out. We literally were like, oh my God, Brooke just have we talked about this before?
I don't know think we've. I feel like we haven't told
maybe just with
story.
Her we finally told her. I think we finally told her and we were like, by the way, like
there's almost no story. It's just we were dancing, for some reason they gave glass cups and it slid directly out of my hand, shattered, and everyone like obviously walked away because they were like, I don't want to be associated with the broken cup girl. And like but the one person who I was so ashamed that watched me drop it was my new friend Katie Bilotti, who now is like a good friend. It's so funny, I literally got lunch food this week, like, and
we were so scared though because we had just met her and we had been watching her forever, and she had just saw, I mean, I didn't do it, but I like obviously Brooke's best friend, and I was like, right, oh my God. And I was probably drinking that drink, that was probably our drink, like you were probably letting
shared beverage. Yes.
Yeah, probably. So
I remember it was a vodka cran because it was red. I remember I was like, yes, I will drink vodka cran. Okay, but I didn't say it. So then the rest of the history of us of our drinking experiences together are, and you guys are probably like, but you guys went to the same college. We did, but the 2-year difference, like we never really like had full nights together. We would like,
I know, I really wish we did.
I know, but no, there's no but. It sucks. Like we should have.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, we would have.
Well, say what you're gonna say. Sorry, I interrupted. About like,
I feel like at least for our culture of like in terms of like who we were friends with and things like that, like the age kind of did matter. Which I know at some colleges age doesn't matter, but you too, even like you hang out with people quote in your grade.
Like, yeah. And there's like certain bars for certain ages. So,
yes, that's the thing.
To Silver, which was like the senior bar, and I would probably go to City, which was the sophomore bar.
Exactly. And you're just at a totally different like drinking stage. Like when you are like a freshman, sophomore, you're like, rage, let's go all night. And when you're a senior, you go to like these senior bars and like probably more like house parties and stuff. Like not house parties per se, but like, you know, smaller apartment group hangs. I don't know. Like it's just a different culture. It was a different
kickbacks.
Culture. We never had nights in terms of like us like pregame to like late night together, but we would see each other out sometimes. And like we would of course we did dinner and like hung out. So we would have like Danny and Brooke nights, but it was rare.
It was rare. And like, I think I remember your last few weeks here, we had a goal, and I think we went out together once. We went to Polly's a couple times.
We did.
Go, which is
I shattered. I shattered the glass there as well.
Something about us together, you shatter a glass.
I did.
Me, so I'm shocked it hasn't happened.
No, that's why I'm Susan, because she's like a mess.
Susan, yes, that's why you're Susan from Desperate Housewives.
I shattered the champagne glass. Why did they give me real glass? They should have known.
I don't know.
And then they gave me plastic.
Didn't they? I was going to say. You got a plastic one after that. Oh my gosh, too good. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, towards the end of the time, like the weeks,
we did try
and go out.
But you were so young when when I was graduating. You were under.
I wasn't 21.
Yeah.
And then Brooke flew to Athens. My birthday.
Oh yeah, so fun.
So she like quit her job, flew to Athens. Like I think like the day you were flying to Athens.
It was the day. It was.
You quit and then surprised me at my birthday party. I think I knew you were coming to Athens.
You knew I was coming, but you were like, you didn't know I was coming. Well, you didn't know the party was happening.
I didn't know the party was coming, and therefore I didn't. It was just the coolest thing. It was my 21st birthday. Brooke was there. That was
so fun.
Epic.
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh. Well, I love your friends. I mean, we've always been friends with each other's friends and stuff, but it just, the age did make a difference. Like it just did. And I know that in our adult life, it obviously won't, but I think that's normal for college, high school age people. Like that's makes sense.
Oh my gosh. But at our formal, that was actually, our formal was 2 years ago today.
Yeah, I know. I just got the snap memories.
Brooke had a man come stay with her, and my boyfriend and her date became friends that night at formal.
Yeah.
They got each other's like numbers for what? I don't know. They never
used it. Yeah.
But we have like a picture of the four of us.
It seems always exciting. I remember, I feel feel like that's such like a guy thing to do, to like get the friend's phone number. Yes, like I've had that happen several times. Really?
I wonder why it's a guy's thing. I never noticed that until you. Because
I feel like
that.
It sounds so like cool and chill. I'm like, just in case like, I ever need anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, dude, like, come join my foursome for golf or something. Like, I don't even know.
I feel like for guys, it's like guy on guy. It's like a wholesome like invite thing, and then like guy trying to be friends with like the girlfriend or something is like they're trying to get an in. I don't know. Yeah. That's my thing. Like, I feel like if Ryan asked for like Delaney's info hypothetically, like before you were dating, it would be like, oh, he's trying to like get get some insight. Yeah. Like, yeah.
No, yeah, that makes sense. That was a fun night for sure. That's like our history. I can't even wait for New York, our memories together. Like, you guys just get ready for the stories. Wait. Like, that's half the reason I'm moving to New York, so we can have stories again.
And we're just gonna have a whole like I'm gonna get sentimental for a sec. We've had so many like chapters of life together when you really think about it.
Yeah, so many.
In terms of we've been with each other through it all. Like, holy crap. High for you,
middle school.
Oh my god, not for me, but okay. High school, college, adult life, and then like, yeah, and years into adult life, and you change and grow up so quickly. I feel like when you graduate,
No, yeah, I was getting my hair done today, and I was telling the girl, she was asking about like New York. I don't know, you came up somehow. And I was like, I was on another podcast today, and she asked me about you. That's what it was. I couldn't remember what conversation.
That's sweet.
And she was like asking about like our balance, like how we balance like social and business and everything. And I was like, it's not something I'm worried about, because it's not something, you know, this podcast, we didn't start it a year ago, and our friendship didn't start. It's not like we started, you know, a year ago. We became friends a year ago, and then like now we start this podcast. We've known each other through so much that I am not worried at all about like our friendship being messed up, because we've been through literally every season of life that would have been done by now, you know?
I completely agree. And we've done this live in the same town thing. So like we've literally already done it all. I mean,
yeah,
I feel like we've stood the test of time at this point. And of course, like, I feel like people probably look at it and they're like, oh, that's so sweet, whatever. We're even saying it here, like, we have a normal friendship, and we go through like seasons in terms of like, I don't want to say in terms of closeness, because we're always close, and like, it's always like we could always call each other up and always have a deep conversation. Yeah. But there's definitely been times when it's like, I feel like even though we've been at a distance, like the past year has been such a growing point for our friendship. And like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Like communication.
Yeah.
Like talking and like helping each other out, giving each other advice. And we haven't been together. It's probably the closest we've gotten the closest this past year for sure, which is crazy.
Which goes to show you don't, I mean, it's so nice to obviously physically be with people, but it just goes to show that if two people, but we're both, the difference is that we're both willing to put in the time, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's different for, like, relationships, because that's, like, physical and stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Brooke doesn't like to hug me anyway. She's not very touchy, so it's fine.
I feel like COVID made, like, the experience of COVID made me appreciate that more, though. So, you know, give me a hug.
Ooh, and then we'll can't wait to snuggle.
I don't know. It's because it's been a whole year since we've seen each other.
Literally, stop it. I feel like when we see each other, it's not even going to be that weird. Like, I'm like, I see these all the time. Not weird, but, like, you know, it's like, whoa, this is you in real life. I just feel like I see you so much.
Maybe
it will. I don't know.
I don't think it will be, though, because even with so many internet friends, like, you don't realize how much time goes past. Like, I saw Katie today. The last time I saw Katie was when we hung out at that winter trip, which was however long, over a year ago now. That was December of 2019.
Oh, New York. Yeah.
Yes. But it felt like no time had passed at all. Like, I wasn't like, oh, this is weird seeing this person in person. Because we keep up on social media. We keep up. I watch her videos. I listen to her podcasts. Like, if you keep up that to that level, it's very real and authentic, I think. And for us, it's that, plus the FaceTimes, plus the phone calls, plus the hours of content we have of each other's lives.
Oh, yeah, baby. Wow, we just got sentimental for a second. I know, sorry, guys. I'm here for it.
It is really sweet. And I feel like it also helps that, like, yeah, we're 2 years apart. And I was explaining that to people even recently. Like, whenever I talk about, like, explaining to people, you said you explained it to your hairdresser. Whenever I explain it to people, like, yeah, I do my podcast with, like, my friend, she's still in school. They're like, wow, she's 2 years younger, whatever. I'm like, I've never seen it as, like, oh, she's 2 years younger. Like, I've always just I know that I'm contradicting myself because I said we didn't hang out because we were 2 years apart. But
yeah,
that,
that's a whole, that's just like,
that's just how the culture.
Happened. Yeah. Yeah. Like that wasn't us choosing to do that. Yeah.
Like if you came and hung out with my friends, you wouldn't have made friends in your grade. That's just how it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. That would have been bad.
And you were always welcome. Of course, it was like, you know, Danielle can come. Yeah. Like all my friends loved you. And like, I loved your friends too. Yeah, but it was yeah, like, yeah. we had our respective friend groups that's just how
yeah,
it was.
Yeah. We were keeping that healthy balance of like, let's have our own lives, kind of, but also we like have this podcast together, yes. YouTube friends, and we'd yes, because yes. what it was we'd
was.
You know, during the week you had a house full of your roommates and you were doing your school stuff, whatever. A lot of weekends we were traveling together, so then we
yes,
had like
that's exactly what it was. You're
we
so
were
right.
together all. That's what it was. I just thought of it. We were together like all weekend, many weekends, sometimes in a row. So that's really what it was. Pre-podcast, like that was, yeah.
Your freshman year, my junior year. Wow, you're so right. No, and we spent plenty of time. It wasn't like, hey, I haven't seen you in a month. Like it was, we saw each other and then every Monday at chapter and then every, like we saw each other all the time. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't, oh, let's like, oh, it's Thursday. Like come over at this time. Like, and let's yeah. go out together.
Yeah.
We just didn't really go out together, which is normal.
Yeah. I can't wait to go out together though. It's going to be so
Me
fun.
Too, dude. Oh my God. And it's so exciting because I'll be doing it for the first time, like with you, because I haven't been able to do it here.
Yeah. It'll finally be like good to do. So I'm yeah. so pumped about that.
And I feel like the age difference like does not play a factor in our friendship.
Oh,
like, at
after
all
we
at
graduate
this point.
Too, especially there'll be like nothing.
Totally.
Like, we're both of age to drink. We're both out of college at that point. Like there will be no whatever. But anyways, I could talk about our friendship literally forever. Shall we get into our first topic of discussion?
Yeah. We were brainstorming interesting topics for you guys that not like the cliche stuff, because you know we always talk about
we did a lot of those in the first episode, so definitely go listen to that one if you
yes. I like poured my heart out at one point of that. So like please don't judge me. But like it was like a really
oh
deep,
my gosh.
Actually sad story.
Yeah.
So but on a lighter note, let's talk about men.
Men. You know, I am loving this new term, the icks. Someone gives you the
so
ick.
Funny. It's so funny.
It's so good. And so Brooke and I thought it'd be fun to kind of compile a list of things that give us the ick. I can't lie, I found some of mine from TikTok comments because I couldn't remember them.
There's accounts like, for this. But wait, what is the ick? People might be listening like...
Yeah, you have to give them the
okay,
rundown.
Okay. The ick, I looked this up on Google. The ick is a dating term that means you get a sudden cringe feeling when you have a romantic contact with someone and you become almost immediately put off by them. I had icks before I knew what the word ick was. I don't know about you. I was getting...
Oh, same. I'm glad there's a word for it.
3 years ago. Actually, like around like a few years ago. I don't need to say exact timeline. I know once you get the ick, or once you determine something with someone that you're like... And this is not just... this isn't like major red flags like, oh, they have unresolved trauma or something like huge issues. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a straight up like red flag, like not good. But we're just talking about like funny little things. So once you determine... Like, I've had this happen. I don't like someone's like phrasing or like their catchphrase. You know how some people have like catchphrases where they say something so cheesy and then they say it all the time and every time you're like cringe, 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 that it adds up and you're like, I never want to say it.
Oh, you've had that happen where you're like, I cannot say it.
I have 1000%. Or not, it just is something so, it starts as so small, but it's like it almost has to be shot down immediately because it just builds and builds and
yeah.
builds.
And then you, one day you're gonna be like, shut up, will you? And it's like, why? It's probably for the best to just water that flame.
Do you feel like that? I don't
know. Yeah. Now that you've said that, like in past relationships, now you're saying that, I'm like, oh my God, that one thing that they said really bugged me.
Not
every time.
It's just once you determine something that irritates you. It's in friendships too, almost, but icks is more so like with guys that you're like unattracted. I feel like friendships, it's more like, God,
it's unfortunate, really, because once you decide it, it's game over. Like, I don't know why I keep doing this.
It's game
like,
over.
It's game over. I have my finger, like, I'm pointing out. I look like a, I don't even know.
Danielle, ice man. Is that what it is?
Oh, literally,
ice in my
guys,
veins? Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay, so I put it on my Snapchat story. I was like, what the heck does this mean? Everyone's, like, putting their arm to their vein. And everyone responded, like,
and you make
ice
that
in my
face.
Veins.
What face?
Yeah,
like, you, like, the, bite your lip?
The
like,
you're F-boy like, face. Like yeah. I don't even know. And so I asked one of my guy friends. I was like, what does this mean? Because he does it all the time in photos.
I'm literally looking
it up. And he was like, you know, like, it's just ice in my veins. I'm like, okay, I hear you, but what does that even mean? Like, what do you?
Oh, I see.
You do it. What does it mean? And he couldn't even tell me. I was like, that's okay.
I always go to Urban Dictionary for the Gen Z phrases.
Oh, good. Okay, good, good.
Really
yes.
Great website, great resource. To be cold blooded, usually a phrase type used in sports when you're clutch under pressure and you rise against adversity when the game is on the line and you gotta have ice in your veins.
Wow, that's like not how these men portray it on their Snapchats.
Oh, this is from 2012, though, so maybe the definition has changed. Okay.
I mean, I love that. Rise from adversity.
Oh, here's 6 days ago. If someone has ice in their veins, it essentially means they're cold-blooded. It's often used by NBA stars and other sportsmen to describe a feeling. Oh, so it is.
So it is. Okay.
But I feel like ice in my veins. Once, the frat population of the world gets a hold of it, it takes a whole new meaning.
Yeah. So, and that's what I was saying, though. I asked him, I was like, so what do you mean when you do that? Because I think he's just doing it because it's
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, it just means like ice in my veins. Like, that's what it means. And I'm like, oh my God, this is funny. You really just don't know what you're doing. Isn't that funny?
That reminds me of that song, Ice Me Out. I ain't gotta get naked for no time.
Oh, quarantine vibes. I often will go back to your TikTok to watch the video of your parents watching you do the dance.
To that song.
The cutest thing. I was dying. That's a very good one.
Oh, it's so funny. They love
tennis
when I
bracelet.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. If you don't know, I don't know how to dance. And I was like, hey guys, I learned this TikTok dance and I like did it, but I only recorded their reaction. Very funny. So funny. I love the trend of like getting your parents or your friends or anybody's reactions.
Oh, totally.
They really just do me dirty. I audibly laugh. Like, I really think it's great. Okay.
Oh, 1,000%. All right. Well, we have a list. Should we just read them back and forth?
Yeah. Yeah.
We can talk about them. These are ones that we found online. They're so funny.
Okay. So I have a question about this the ick thing then. Like, how do you use these? Like, or are these just, because obviously, like, you're not using them now. Like, you're in a very healthy, committed relationship.
Oh, okay.
In what context? Because I've seen people who are like, if you're trying to get over someone, here's the, like, go through these and like be like, oh, it's disgusting yes. that guys do this, or like imagine them doing this to get over them because it's so cringe.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I see. That's where I've seen the trend as well. Obviously, like Brooke said, I'm in like a pretty happy relationship, but
pretty happy.
Very happy relationship. But when I see these, I just think of old guys and I just start laughing. These things personally for me, I find whenever any guy does this, it's funny. Whereas, you know, like the catchphrase, something like that, that might be more of a game over situation. That's so frustrating. There's some things Ryan does that kind of annoy me, you know, whatever. But nothing that like super gives me the icks. But these are things that girls do too. You know, they're just like these little things.
Oh, they're just things that people do. But like when you think about it deeply and you imagine like the person.
Yeah, imagine.
You're
like, just funny.
Oh! I'm like, I feel sick. Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes you giggle a little bit or like, oh God, that is kind of awkward or whatever it may be. So yeah. How would you feel? Okay. What do you agree? Kind of like these are just funny little things.
I think it's funny. Yeah. And I think like the ick accounts and those things are designed to get you over someone. Like
that's good. So if you're trying to get over someone, definitely listen to this list.
Yeah.
To really get you there.
I feel like it could actually go both ways because it could be like you imagining them doing this or them actually doing it. Because like I've definitely been in date situations I've literally gotten the ick from them like watching them do something or watching the way that they eat or do something or talk to someone. And I'm like immediately put off by it. I'm like, I can never see you again, which I know that's harsh and sucks and whatever.
Brooke's got a thing with voices.
Because I've been... If I go on one more date with someone that has a weird freaking voice, you guys, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I'm sorry. I know I just cursed. I'm sorry. I actually have a really funny story today. Is it time?
Or after we read off the X?
No. This is just a quick anecdote, actually. Sliding in here. I matched with this person on this dating app and they sent a story about how they think that they saw me at this place that I was at with Emma, our graphic designer. So they did see you. So I sent a screenshot. I was like, oh my gosh, was this person there? Whatever. And she was like, oh, I actually know that person, whatever. Like they have a mutual friend. And I was like, oh my gosh, no way. And I was like, how's his voice? And she was like,
that was your first question.
It was my first question. And
oh my God.
I did my due diligence and I actually found a YouTube video of him.
Wow, you really went hard.
Because you guys, I'm going this insane because I've been on about 3 dates now with men who have voices that don't match what at least I thought that they looked like on their profile, which I know that that's might be me.
No, if it affects your attraction, it's normal. It's okay.
And My thing is, I'm allowed to say that because they could say something about, not even just them, anyone could say something about me and be like, I got the ick from her talking about this. And I'd be like, fair. That's so reasonable.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, everyone's got, if it bothers you, like, there's all validation.
So the voice, I feel like, a voice that you're like, what? Like, that could be an ick, or like a way that they say something. But anyways, these are just funny. I think that it's an interesting conversation, the ick.
Yeah, and also some of these, I like read off to Ryan's sister yesterday, and she laughed at a lot of them, but some of them she was like, I don't really get it. So if you don't think all of them are funny, it's okay. We're just going to talk about them and like just imagine them, as Brooke said. If you're trying to get over someone,
very funny.
Imagine it. All right. Okay.
Chasing a pong ball. Like when you're playing beer pong and they have to go run after it.
I mean, this is for girls too. I mean,
if, like, I know it's awkward. Just, like, I hate it. Oh, I don't get it. It's, I'll so be like, funny. Somebody else gonna get so that? Funny. Like,
Delaney just brought me another can of my beer.
Hey, Delaney.
Wow, you're the best. She's dying.
Okay, Danielle, are you? How likely are you to get the ball? Because I'm like, somebody gotta get that. Like, it's
gotta
on
get
the floor.
That. I'm a big ball getter, actually. Oh my god, that sounds so bad.
No,
I know, and like, I don't like to, but I feel like it's just something to do because I'm very bad at beer pong. So if I can go retrieve the ball, like, I feel so much better. But I'm not good at it. It bounces. I fall. So imagine just a guy. There's no hot, sexy way for a guy to get a pong ball unless he, like, happens to catch it. That really gets me going. Oh, my God. Like, if they just, like, catch it. Whoo,
what are the odds that they catch it every time, though? Like, at some point it's going to fall
not.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Like,
of course, Brooke. Of course.
And then you picture them, like, going and getting it. Yeah.
Literally. Oh, next one. Oh, what?
I just thought of one. When they raise their hand in class and get the answer wrong, or the teacher's nice try, but no.
And they're like, their confidence is down the drain.
It's basically any time that you face some kind of embarrassment or whatever. And I have been there and I want to die. Like, I sit there and I'm like, wow, I hate myself. But like,
that's why no one ever raises their hand in class. Like, professors just make us feel like shit sometimes. So.
I know.
No stupid answers. Oh, that's incorrect completely. And you're literally like, I want to die. Next up, bending over and seeing a bit of their butt crack.
I can't.
Like, literally, there's no tan butt. All butts are super pale. Like, you know what I mean? They're just like these little butts, and it's like plumber vibes, you know? Like, it's so funny.
I mean, it's okay. Like, an exception. It's okay if we see underwear, boxer, but like,
oh, that's like, hot. Yeah, let's see the underwear.
But if we're seeing like the butt crack, that, like, something is going on here. Like, there's something that I don't know what is going on.
That means that, like, they're not wearing underwear, maybe, actually, now that you say that, because I feel like all guys kind of, not all, don't want to categorize, but I feel like most guys wear their underwear a little bit higher. Oh my gosh.
Well, I feel like
funny.
Something is going on. Like, boxers and like those kind of underwear, like, it's such a wildly different fit than women's cut underwear.
Wildly.
So it's, well, I mean, like, I'm wearing leggings right now, I'm not wearing underwear straight up, so like, I don't know, is that,
oh my god. No, Delaney does that too. Oh, I just exposed her. I like have to wear underwear always. That's just like my thing. I don't know.
I used to be like that.
It makes me feel weird. Like, it's just like so open.
I used to be like that, but I do my laundry properly, as we discussed.
Oh, yes, you let the air dry. I hear you. I gotcha.
I'm kidding. No. Okay. The Align leggings with no underwear, like, I'm really just breathing. It's great.
I'm breathing.
Okay, sorry. Anyways, that was TMI. Okay, him repeating a joke. Oh, this is actually great. Him repeating a joke or a story because no one laughed the first time. So funny. When they're like,
so good. They like get quiet and then they say it again.
Because they think no one heard, but it's just no one acknowledges. It wasn't good. Exactly. Like, wrong audience. Like, no.
Poor guys. Running with a backpack on really gets me. Like, a guy, like, late for class running, and his backpack's just like bouncing up and down like a little hunchback on his back.
It's very
so funny.
But I have been there. People in New York
probably.
Oh,
me too.
Yeah. If you see me light jogging in New York, just know I'm not in a rush. It's just because I don't want to get hit by a car. So, like,
I am picturing you like running like, oh my god. There's like a vlog clip of you and I running
in New York. Yes.
We're like, because our friends were walking wildly fast.
Morgan
in front of
walks
us.
Very fast.
Yes, that's who it was Morgan. And we were like, oh my gosh, we're like running in the middle of the streets of New York City. So funny.
It's so funny. Okay. When they put on chapstick.
Like, ugh. like I put the emoji next to it, like the I don't
know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I know.
Like,
well, it depends what kind of chapstick. I mean, if they're like, gotta put on my chapstick, but if they're like, God, my lips are so dry, like I had that happen recently too, where, and then I was like, use my chapstick. Like, why the fuck did I do that? Why did I do that?
Well, maybe you were like hoping for a kiss and you don't want a dry kiss.
Ew, because that's even worse. Oh my God, they're both disgusting. Ew. Ew, like dry Sahara level, like, no. Oh.
Sahara level, I'm dead. Yeah, but just like, not that guys wear chapstick, like, as they should, like, no, that's good. But when they, just the act of them putting on chapstick kind of.
Yes. Do you do it in the mirror? Do you not do it in the mirror? There's so many questions.
Like, and they always just have that little like chapstick brand. You know? It's not never like Rosebud Salve or anything.
Well, no. Definitely him.
When they have sauce on the corner of their lip, or like they have that little orange ring around their lip from eating pasta. Bleh.
Yeah, no, or I just think about like, or if they have something on their cheek, like a speck of it, it's disgusting to me. And then do you say something, do you not? And it's just resting there and it's like, oh my God, I could throw up. That one is disgusting.
Yeah, that one's just gross. It's just icky.
And I, once again, get it too, like, and or food in the teeth. And then it's awkward when you're like on your, a few, like in the early stages with someone that you don't tell them, and it just like lies there, and you know they're gonna go home and look in the mirror and be like, I hate myself. Like,
yeah, you're gonna hate yourself. It's an ick.
Okay, this is a personal ick for me. I don't know if it's too aggressive or whatever, but flip-flops.
No, this is a big one. A lot of my friends have talked about this. I don't mind it. Maybe it's living in Florida.
Yeah,
but people hate it.
Something about it, man, it just doesn't sit well with me. And I know you can call me, I guess, like, that's offensive because like I wear flip-flops, you know, but then you could say like I don't like women's flip-flops. Like, I'm okay with that. I will graciously take it. And wearing flip-flops, it just but then what do you wear to the beach? I get it, like, then you have to wear sneakers, and I know that that's weird too, but
no, some people don't. I don't love it. Like, it's just kind of, it like ruins their look. It makes it super casual or something.
The act of them like picking out like flip flops and being like, oh, I love flip flops, and like, I don't know, feet are just kind of like, don't sit well with me to begin with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It happens. On the topic of feet, when they're tying their shoes, like, for some reason, when a guy like bends down to tie his shoes, it's just,
it reminds
like,
me of like gym class.
Moment.
It literally reminds me of gym class. Yep.
They're just like in a very vulnerable position, and it's just really funny. I don't know.
Yeah. Trying to take a selfie. I have never been a fan of this. I've been
watching them take Snapchats. They're like, and then they like get so serious again. They're like back to their phone.
And you know, that's okay. Like, if you're like, I get it. We're all out here you know what I mean? But like, if you're like the designated like photo taker of like the family, like selfie, and like they have to take it, like,
oh yeah,
you know, no, like, I don't know. Like, guys just don't know. I'm talking about like the straight men that I've dated and stuff like that. Like, they are not like, they don't know the angles. They don't know.
Right.
The
it's you just know awkward. I mean? It's just awkward. This one's my favorite. Hands down. When they're sitting on bar stools with their feet dangling freely. I know a ton of guys at a bar sitting together, and their feet are just dangling. Like, it's so funny.
That's very funny. There's a sitting crisscross applesauce. This is so niche, Danielle. How did you find these?
That one I just thought of. Like, guys sitting crisscross, come on, it's hysterical. Like, no, like, I don't even know. This next one, I've read to a couple people, they didn't find it funny. I, like, cry. Like, when a guy's getting a haircut, like, imagine them getting the haircut, they're done, and the barber, like, flips them around to see themselves in the mirror. Like, it's a reveal. I literally just can't when I think about that.
Like, it looks good. Like, yeah.
Like, a guy just, like, spinning around, like, with the gown on. Like, it's just so funny to me. It gets funnier the more you think about it.
I get it. When you really, like, think about it, you have to really, like, deeply picture them. Like, you have to get creative with the imagination there. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
This is very funny. And this actually really grosses me out. I don't know why. Jogging to catch up with someone walking. And for some reason, particularly men, because they're like, oh, got it. Oh, I want to keep
pride.
Up.
Like, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, whereas girls, it's like, hey, wait up. Like, whatever.
Yeah. And you get over it. Usually, like, girls, when it, just knowing like female emotions and stuff like that, like, I feel like we would stop trying because we'd be like, no, like, I don't want to, like, you know, like,
yeah, we were whatever.
But guys, I feel like their pride, they don't,
pride,
they risk it all. Like they would be, they would chase a girl down the street. Like they would. So yeah.
Risk it all. I'm dead. That's really, really funny. Next up we have licking an envelope. Like a guy.
These are so like, niche. These are so
I know. Come on. They're just funny. Okay. A few more.
Oh, this is the last one that I put on here.
Oh yeah.
Checking to see like, so when they go and like they walk up to the person at a restaurant to check to see if a place has a table available, or checking in on like the status of a reservation and them saying like, no, it didn't go through. We're like, no, you don't have a table here. Like getting rejected.
God, that's so awkward.
Because it is like, once again, one of those vulnerable moments. Like
very, just- yes. Any time they're in like a weak or vulnerable moment, like Brooke and I clearly just get the icks. It's just hysterical.
I do. And I'm like, you didn't arrange for this beforehand. Like, come on.
Oh
like,
yeah. You were- oh yeah. Just- oh, it's so good.
I don't know. I've definitely gotten the ick before, and I've also forced myself to get the ick before. Like when I'm really like, I got to get over this person. Like I will sit there and be like, literally look at this list or, you know, on it helps. I'll say it.
Oh, it helps for sure. I would imagine that's like a really good call. I didn't know there was accounts for the icks.
Wow. Oh yes. Yes. They pop. Oh yes. There's great TikTok content on that. So let us know if you guys have ever gotten the ick and what it's from and how long it.
I feel completely like lighthearted. Okay, we're not out here shitting on men. Okay, or maybe we are. I don't know.
We are a little bit, but they. I feel like we're welcoming it back, though. You know what
we're
I mean?
Welcoming.
I'm not perfect. God.
Oh yeah. What are your? Actually, I don't want to know their. Like, why did I just open that up?
Ask Ryan. I'm interested.
Oh, I am not. I'm terrified.
Okay.
Maybe I will. I'll keep you guys posted.
I feel like guys are more like, it depends. Like girls, we could all universally agree on some things. I don't know. That's a generalization too.
100%.
Other topics. You know, Danielle, we've talked so much about having good experiences with roommates on the show. And we've gotten questions about this. I've listened back to some of our old episodes that will be like roommate advice. And we're like, you know, just be open with communication and like be happy and whatever. And I feel like I haven't expressed my truth, you know, from my, this
you was, need to expose a little chat about it
pre-show pre-us like doing Gals on the Go's. I was still doing YouTube and stuff like that, obviously, but I haven't always had like the best roommates, you know.
No yeah, it happens. I've had some great experiences. I've had some not so great experiences too. Like everyone,
you did sleepaway camp. How was that for you? We never talked about that.
Yeah, her and I are actually. She's actually moving to New York too. We stayed like pretty close, but I started out. It was like blind. You know, you don't get to pick your roommate in sleepaway camp, or at least I don't think you could. And the first day I walked in, and I don't know. She was like reading a book, and she was like, just like, hi, I'm this, like, let's room together. And I told her the story. When she first walked in, I was like, she is so weird. She's so random. And then we ended up being pretty close. So.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, how are you? Did you have, like, one room? Like, we had
no
roommate.
No, we were in, like, big rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, big rooms. The bathroom was, like, in the room, which was nice. It wasn't, like, a huge – I mean, it was still shared between, like, however – it was a small room, bunk beds. I don't know how I did that. All my roommates were – I'm friends with them all still on Facebook. Like, we're not really friends. They're all so successful, so smart. They go like the all Ivy League schools. Like, they're living these amazing lives. I'm so proud of them. So, yeah, it's
that's
really
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Go off Brooks Camp's friends. But you've also had more roommates because I lived alone sophomore year. I've lived with Delaney for the last 2 years. I had a roommate freshman year, but I've never, like, lived in a house full of girls. So I can't even imagine those experiences.
Yes. So, I have had overwhelmingly positive experiences. My freshman year, really positive. And you know why? I'm going to give this advice right here. You got to get to know them before. I'm telling you, straight up, like, quote, like, random roommate situations, at least for me, the two that I've had didn't work out. And you know why they don't work out? Because you don't know them. You have no baseline understanding. You have no baseline. Like, I had maybe a baseline understanding in the sense of, like, we've had one or two conversations before, but it wasn't, like, in depth, like, I know your values. I know, like, what you can tolerate, what you won't tolerate, like, what the expectations are. But when you establish the friendship first, I feel like it makes it a little bit easier.
Definitely. Definitely. Then you're like, you kind of know what they're all about.
Yeah. I guess I got lucky my freshman year with that because, like, that kind of is a gamble. Like, you have, like, what one conversation on, like, Facebook or whatever. But I – when I lived in my sorority house, I don't know if you guys knew this. So my sophomore year of college, it was kind of like weird, like applying to the sorority house. You had to like, it was based on our years, based on, it was like this weird point system. There's definitely something that's, I don't know. It didn't really like all
it's like
add
grades
up.
And based off of like social, like going to social
yes,
things.
But it was kinda like weird. One girl like tallying all the points. So like we didn't really yeah. know. They were just kind of like, you're in and you're not in. And like, I mean, I was so excited because
it's
I
so
got
sad.
In.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember, and so many of my friends, and I just always planned on that. I was like, my sophomore year, I'll live in the sorority house, like whatever. And I had like my, like a pretty solid group of friends. And I was like, okay, I'll figure it out amongst these people. And none of them ended up getting in the house. My freshman year roommate didn't get in the house.
Yeah,
and then wow, Maddie yeah. Mariah weren't living in the house. And I was like, oh, I don't, besides like those people, like I don't really have like, and then a bunch of my other friends like figured out their rooms like pretty quickly. And I was like, oh, and at this point I was kind of in between friend groups too. It's like freshman year, you're like nervous. You don't really know what you're doing, whatever. So I was like, no, I got in. I'm still going to do it. So I ended up living with this girl in my pledge class who I was not friends with. And it's not even like any tea or shade or anything like crazy. It's just, we just fundamentally were very different people, and that's okay. And that's like okay to realize and recognize and stuff like that. But I don't know. I just felt like it was important to touch on the show that like not everything's mm-hmm. picture perfect. And I feel like it's so easy no. to see people like, you might have listened to the show, or now you see like, you know, Danielle and Delaney, and you saw like me and Maddie Mariah like our senior year and like our junior year, and we were having so much fun and perfect, you know, best friends, like we never fought. But I've had my experiences along the way. I wish I could even give advice. Like it wasn't even like advice type situations. And then I studied abroad. My roommate on study abroad, we were not friends either. That was like a random situation where I met her once and I was like, hey, want to be my roommate? And we just, she's a very sweet girl. Both sweet girls, but like we just were different people.
Definitely.
I don't
That's
even know
me
what the
for
advice
my freshman
is.
Year too. Like I mean that, I think the advice is it just happens sometimes.
Yes.
Like, you can like try and meet up, and there's just going to be experiences where you have a roommate that you don't get along with as well, or someone that's not your best friend. And that's just how it's going to be. Then you learn from that experience. And then the next time you need a roommate, you maybe have a different searching process, mm-hmm. or you ask them specific questions. Maybe something that your last roommate bothered you about.
Exactly. Like,
be like,
if it's
okay,
cleaning,
like, what's your vibe? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because I feel like it always boils down to something so quote simple, like I clean more than she does, or I'm more organized than they are, or like I stay up late and they don't. Like it's things like that that you wouldn't think about. It doesn't matter how really like good of friends you are. It's, are you on the same schedule? Are you fundamentally mm-hmm. like, do you have the same like goals? Like, because if one person's waking up at 5 a.m. every day and the other person sleeps till noon, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, you're gonna low-key like kind of get the roommate ex, really. Yeah. You're gonna get annoyed with them, like, oh, they always leave this one thing, or their alarm always goes off at 5 a.m. every day, and
yes.
you can hear it like the
or they leave
thin.
Like their dirty laundry everywhere. Like it could be something yeah. like that you're just like, this isn't working for me.
Yeah.
And I guess you really don't know till you get into it, so it's so hard to predict and whatever, but it's all, I feel like those are learning experiences too. I just wanted to kind of say that like, it's okay. And like, if you're listening to this and you're like, I had such a crappy experience my freshman year, my sophomore year, and like, you're
definitely.
Like, I want to shake that and get like, it is so possible to get past that and like have a good situation and whatever. Cause I thought I was at that point, I was like, I'm cursed. Like I'm going to just have bad roommates forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And then I started living with my best friends and I was like, oh this
totally.
Works. And it's not to say that I'm a perfect roommate or they're perfect roommates, but like, I think it's more tolerable when they are your friends. And looking back, in hindsight, I probably, like, now that I live alone, I realize how much it takes to like run, not like run a home. I'm like, I'm running a home. Like
run a home.
I'm jealous. It's a laughing.
Like, carrying things. No, I carry this yes, in my home yes. that I run. You don't
like,
carry Pepsi.
Gotta take care of the children. Like, no, there are no children. Like, it's just me. But now that I know, like, all that I could have done, in hindsight, I probably could have been a better roommate in those instances. So I feel like it's just, you know, taking those learnings from every situation you've had and moving forward with it. Obviously knowing when to get out if it's a really bad situation. None of these were really bad situation, but I just think it's like now, and I was so embarrassed at the time, I think, to be like, I am not friends with my roommate, or like, you know, we're pretty different. Cause like everyone wants that stereotypical, like my roommate's my best friend. We do everything together. We're so close. We tell each other every secret. And for, I would say for 50% of people, that's not the case. Like it's really,
freshman year, that was not the case for me. Like, I thought her and I were going to be, like, the best of friends. We were going to do everything together. And she was from Georgia, so I thought, like, she'd introduce me to all of her friends. And she, you know, she did her part and, like, did whatever. But it just, we weren't as similar as we thought we were, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was someone that wanted to, you know, she preferred to stay in the dorm all day, whereas I was kind of out all day. And by the time I came back, she was, like, there. I don't know. There was just never.
I get it.
Like,
no.
We just had different lifestyles, really.
And you can't predict that from one conversation on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, our Facebook conversation, we're like, oh, you did theater in high school, same. Like, that was it. It was just like, how does that have to do anything with, like, your day-to-day habits? None at all.
It's kind of luck of the draw in that case. And, like, for these cases, it is. So I feel like it's, like, I don't want to say, like, a rite of passage, but everyone's been through it. And I just, I don't know. And maybe it's because I've had half a bottle of wine that I'm, like, more open to say this. I also had an experience where I don't know how kind this is to say, but I've lived in a house where majority of us are friends, and there's almost, like, one person who's not
as close
with the large group. And looking back that situation, I don't know what I would change, you know? It's hard to say, like, I could have been nicer. I'm sure I could have been a better roommate in that case, and, like, tried my part. But that was a learning experience too, and learning how to navigate different personality types and please different kinds of people and whatever. So I think everything, if you could take your learnings from that and apply it moving forward, that's a good thing. Just do the right thing. And
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what the note is on roommates, but everyone has good roommates. Everyone has bad roommates. And honestly, I'm learning this for every experience in my life, whether it be good, bad, crazy, not so crazy. It's all adding to, like, my life story that, like, one day I'm going to tell my future significant other or my kids or whatever. And, like, it's fun, and it creates that story of my life.
Definitely. Everything is adding up to something that you'll eventually learn, or it's just these little experiences that help you in life. So it's very exciting. So now we're going to move on to another topic, which is such a funny little taboo topic. It's kind of, like, funny.
I think it's so funny.
Puberty. I was obsessed with puberty when I was little. Like,
really?
Yes. Like, I wanted to hit puberty. I was, like, obsessed. I always... Do you know the American Girl doll, Karen Keeping the Yearbook?
Yeah, obviously.
I was at Barnes & Noble with my father, and I was like, Dad, can I get this? Like, all my friends had it. Like, why the heck did I ask my dad? I don't know. I should have waited until he went with my mom, and he was like, no, you don't need that. Like, I don't know. I think he just felt a little awkward about it. But that book, I would, like, secretly go to my friends' houses on playdates and read their books, because I just wanted to know how to insert a tampon about literally, like, ew, gross, but, like, pubic hair or, like, stuff like that. Like, it was just such a funny – I was so interested in
it. I think it's because we're the oldest.
Maybe that's what it was. So, like, we didn't have someone to tell us what it's all about. We had no one to tell us.
And our parents didn't even know how to broach the topic, because we were the first ones to go through it.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
Yes, because I feel that I never got – I know this is, like, TMI. I never got a formal, like, sex talk. I don't know about you.
Me neither. My mom put a book – well, I could tell you – yeah, so my mom put this book. Like, one day we were driving to school, and all of a sudden there was this book in the back pocket of the car, and it was called Where Did I Come From? Did I never tell you this?
No.
And it was, like, an animation drawing thing of, like, mommy and daddy love each other very much, and then they go on top of each other and start rubbing back and forth. Like, that was, but, like, I didn't, but they didn't go into depth of, like, you know, inserting anything. It was just, like, they rub up and down and then you come out. And so that gave me the basis, but she never said anything. It just happened to be there. Then we'd, like, go on field trips. My mom would be, like, the driver for field trips, and I'm showing my friends. My mom's like, wait, I don't think I was signed up to do this. Like, I don't think their parents will like this. But yeah, that's how I kind of learned, really.
Wait, that's so funny. No, I never got a formal talk. Me either, I definitely did. I was given the book, but it was after my friends also had the book. So I think it was, like, a thing, like,
yeah,
my mom was like, oh, everybody's doing this. Like, we're going to get her the book too. The Care and Keeping of You. Is that what it's called? The American Girl Doll book?
Care and Keeping of You.
It honestly hit every topic. It was like, I remember, like, there was, like, diagrams of, like, if you've gone through development, like, puberty development, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they're all cringe terms or not. I don't know about you. I went through puberty. I was late. I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah. I got my period when I was, like, a freshman in high school.
My God, I was so early. Like, really? I was so early. I got my period in fifth grade. I was the earliest of my friends. I got armpit hair, I'll never forget this, in third grade. And my friends at I joined the swim team for like a summer, and my friends thought it was so cool. In the locker room before swim practice, they'd like raise my arm and be like, guys, look at Danielle's armpit hair. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. And I was like, Mom, can I shave this? She's like, no, not yet.
I remember the girls in my like fifth grade and sixth grade classes that they would have to like bring like a clutch to the bathroom with like their tampons and pads in it and stuff because.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It was like so awkward. I know, I felt bad for them. Like now I'll literally be like around guys and I'll be like, I'm just grabbing a tampon for my purse. Like whatever. Like I'll try to hide it kind of, but I'll
just. It doesn't matter. No, once you're an adult, like literally, like I feel like the rules are off limits and like it's not. I mean, well, also.
Oh my gosh.
Men are less insecure too. Like it used to be when we were in elementary school, middle school, even high school, guys like, that's gross blood. But when you're in college, it's like guys likely know, like if you're hooking up with girls or if you're friends with girls, like you know. Yeah.
And it's so crazy because I remember like one of my first experiences like going to a guy's house and like things were on the table, like things could happen, and I was kind of nervous. I like said to my friend, she was like, just tell him you're on your period. And I remember thinking like, that's so awkward, like don't they think, but like it's such a normal thing girls do, and guys are like, oh, like got it, no worries, like whatever. But like when I was younger, oh my gosh, that'd be the last thing I'd ever want to tell them, you know. It's so interesting how we've like as you mature, like it's more of a normal topic to talk about, really.
Totally. And I think it's I mean, as far as I haven't been like weird to say it since I was younger, so it's interesting that you bring that up.
Yeah, but kind of back on the lines of like growing hair and shaving, I think we need to talk about our shaving experience, because I think I shaved my armpits honestly before I shaved my legs, but shaving legs was such a taboo thing as well, because some of my friends had started shaving their legs and I was like, Mom, can I shave my legs? Did you ask your mom? Yes. Too?
It was always, it's always you learn about the things after other people, at least for my experience.
Maybe my friend Gabby, she was always the first one to do it all.
Did she have older siblings?
Yes, like four. Yes,
that's what it is then. I know.
Birth order.
I think it is because we didn't have older siblings to be like, you're not shaving yet or like whatever.
That's so
like,
true. Whoa.
Yeah. Because I didn't start till I was probably like seven, like middle of middle school. I don't know about you.
I couldn't tell you, and I really don't remember. I remember it was summer sometime because it was like wearing bathing suits and
I didn't think about that.
I mean, we're both Italian. I had like brown like hair. So I don't know about you. It was not cute.
Definitely have body hair everywhere. Actually, now I didn't tell you. I'm getting my underarms lasered right now. Did I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me, but I obviously watch you on social media. So I'm very aware of the things. I really want to do it, but I have such a low pain tolerance. So I'm not sure.
It definitely is in zero pain, but it's a little bit, but it's so quick. But I'll let you know.
Maybe I'll do it post grad.
Apparently it gets worse and worse. I know. I never was into it. I remember people, like I would meet people in college who were like, oh yeah, my legs are lasered or whatever. And I was like, laser? What the heck? Like I've always just done the good old fashioned shave. But before that, not maybe my parents, I dealt with like my mom only with like shaving stuff, whatever, puberty stuff. And for the longest time, my mom didn't let me shave. I had to use like a trimmer, like on my leg hair. It was literally, dude, a bikini trimmer. Mom, I know you're listening to this. Why the fuck did you let me use a bikini trimmer on my leg hair? Because she was scared. No, you know why? Because I had like no, I was a very mature person, but she was probably like, this girl's going to cut up herself if she uses a razor. And I might have.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
So picture me, little me. Oh, and the bonus part of that was, and you can't shave above the knee. And I was just scared that if I shave above the knee, something god awful was going to happen. So of course I didn't. Because I feel like at that point you're operating out of fear. So it's like, yes, you can, but don't you dare shave above.
The
bus. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Until I was on the bus in eighth grade. I did softball in eighth grade. Did I ever tell you this? It was a very random time of my life, yes.
So random of you. You did play sports.
Just one, well, literally 1 year. It's like all my friends were doing it. It was like fun. It was like, let's all do softball, whatever. And we're on the bus. I remember like going somewhere and like in the sunlight like hit my thigh. And my friend, I love you, Danielle. I'm literally texting her right now, like we're whatever. And she was like, do you not shave above your thigh? And I was like, no.
And sometimes you just remember those specific moments.
Yes,
in your life.
Literally scarred. I mean, I love her to death. And then I went home and I was like, Mom, I'm shaving about my knee. And like I started, and then I started shaving and like doing the whole bit. But I get it, because when you're young, when you're 13, 12, like for your parents to just give you a freaking razor and be like, good luck. Like, how does that go? Like that.
Oh, my mom came. She didn't like go in the shower with me, but right before I got in the shower, she stood outside of the shower with me and we shaved my legs together the first time. And she did the same thing. She was like, we're not shaving above the knee. Like, your thigh hair is so thin. Like, no need. You know, whatever.
Why? What was the logic there? Like, I need it to be explained. Why do we all parents do that? Like,
I think it was because... Well, I asked Delaney and she said that her mom didn't do that. So it was just our moms. Or I think it's other moms,
that's
too.
That's so interesting. But
because it is a lot. I don't shave my thighs nearly as much as I shave my, like...
Calves.
Like, yeah. Calves. Because it is a little bit thinner and, like... At that time, I think my hairs were pretty blonde on my thighs, and she was like, it's just not worth it. Like, what? But I don't know why moms care so much. So what if I cut myself up a little bit, or so what if I grow dark hair soon? I don't really know why they care so much, but it was just like a thing they did. So I think that's very funny. But oh my gosh, my leg hairs used to be so gross. I'm so happy she finally let me shave my legs. Like, holy crap.
I feel the same. I was beyond excited. I do have to say, though, like, I'm kind of thankful I started when I did and stuff like that. Granted, I didn't go through puberty like early. So like I was just growing like hair like later middle school. And I feel like, of course, it all is sensitive like to when you are and whatever you feel comfortable with. I think hair is great. I think it's whatever you want to do. Like I don't shave my arms, you know, I think everyone.
Yeah.
Do you shave your arms?
Yeah.
You do?
And that was such a bad that. So, I mean, I don't regret it necessarily, but I did it. I was in like seventh grade. It's because my friend, a guy friend that I literally had a crush on, was like, girls should shave their arms.
I have heard that too.
Really?
In seventh grade science, I was sitting next to this guy. I will literally never get this image out of my head. And he pointed to like this girl, and she's like literally so beautiful and like amazing and everything. Like I see her on Instagram, I'm like, oh my god, I want to look like this girl. And he was like, they were like joking around about this girl, whatever. And I mean, they joked around about me too. Like I was included in that banter. And he looks at me and he goes, Brooke, you know why we don't like so and so? And I was like, what? And I like just remember, I was like, what?
he indicates
like he looks and he like makes like a motion about like. Like he points like arms and like makes a motion towards hair. And I was like literally scarred. Like I went home and I was like, you know, like looking at myself in the mirror. Middle school men are fucking disgusting. They're not men. They're
they're
boys. But it's like triggering. Like I don't know it's where so they come rude. Up with this logic, but it impacts you for the rest of your
and
life.
Men are so hairy. Like who? Like why? Like they. Some guys have chest hair. Like and we don't bully them about that. You know, it's so rude.
I feel the
girls
same.
Girls have
way.
To be naked mole rats. You know, there's times now I'm like, F it. Like my legs are a little hairy, and I just don't care. Like. Mm-hmm. I just don't have
it doesn't need to be the perfect clean whatever. I feel like I do it for my own comfort at this point. Like I shave down there because I wear leggings. Like it's not like anybody's seeing it, anybody's, you know, but like it's it's literally for my own comfort, and I like that.
Definitely
not that I'm it's shaving so you for that. No, I just feel like once you start, my mom always said this, once you start doing things, it's hard to stop. It's that way for me. I've experienced this with everything in life. With when I started wearing makeup, I started wearing makeup before I started wearing bras, and I've been wearing makeup ever since in my life. Once I started shaving, once I started literally even Botox, like now I do Botox.
For me, it's straightening my hair. Yeah. Oh, Botox, right. Yeah. Just certain things. Once you start, like I got extensions and now I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I ever going to get them taken on? I love them now.
It's Yes.
I think that's what our moms, you know, are trying to help us out with. Like, hey, this is going to be me.
I'm saving you. Like, you're going to do it in a year from now. Just wait. Like, exactly.
Yeah. Saving
and
you
some money.
And you're
still a child. Like.
Yeah, it's definitely true. I remember I wish I didn't start straightening my hair so young. But I remember I had picture day one day and I had this little like cowlick in the back. And my mom was like, here, I'll use my straightener like on the back and just straighten that one little piece. And I remember being like, this is the coolest thing ever. My hair looks so good. And then I straighten my hair like every day forever. Now I don't really use my flat iron anymore because I discovered the Dyson Airwrap. But oh my gosh, like my hair would have really liked me better, you know. And she also didn't let me dye my hair until I was a lot older because, you know, once you start doing your hair, like you don't go back. It's just this, especially when you're blonde, like forget about it.
No, I completely get that. I started wearing a bra pretty late too, but I didn't go through puberty until late, so I was like, I had nothing there. I don't know about
you. Gosh, did you ever like want to wear a training bra though? I was like,
yeah,
everyone's like, you have nothing. And I was like, we need to go to Limited 2 and I'm getting it was a thing. And you'd like, oh my gosh, my bra is showing. I remember I'd be like, see girls' straps. I'd be like, oh my god, I want to show my straps. Like, it's so weird.
You'd be like, they're so cool. Like, oh my gosh.
Yes. Whatever. Oh my gosh, she's wearing a cup bra. Oh my. Like literally, like the Justice or the Limited 2 bras. Like, holy crap. I'd like get so excited. Me and my friends would go to the mall and be like, let's go to the bra section.
I know.
Now I like literally am not wearing a bra right now. I quite literally don't wear bras at all unless like I have to wear like sticky boobs. I know it's different. But like It's so crazy. Like, I stuffed my bra. Like, not every time. I probably stuffed my bra, like, every now and then. But it was just so I wanted to feel all cool and puberty'd up.
I get that. Well, I never did that. But I feel like once I went through puberty, it was like boobs overnight, like, for me. But I went through it late, which is normal, too. I mean, I feel like I've been a late bloomer in a lot of the senses. And I feel like for a lot of the world, we teach like everything needs to be rushed and sped up and whatever. And I remember feeling almost like kind of like a late bloomer. And that's, it's all normal, baby. Like, you are.
Oh, yeah. It's so crazy because when you're so young, you're so worried about it. Like, oh, my gosh, she hit puberty already. I haven't. And now, like, we're all like, oh, my gosh, like, I wish I hadn't yet. You know, like,
exactly.
Now it doesn't matter at all.
And now we're like waiting for menopause because we're like.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. We're actually not, because it's like miserable.
Yeah, actually, really, don't want that.
No,
actually.
No. But like, once you start getting your period, yeah, you don't stop. So it's like, why are you dying to get it so soon? Like, you're good, you know. And then you get acne, and then you get like, I don't know, like, it comes with cons.
Yes, the makeup for sure. I have a friend to this day; her skin is so gorgeous, and it's because she barely wears makeup. You know, she doesn't really. She never like does this insane skincare routine. Whereas you and I, being on YouTube, we like did these makeup routines.
Yeah,
and then I experienced some really bad acne, and I think it does have a lot to do with that. You know, it's so fun. I don't regret it, but it's interesting.
Me too. Me too. It's interesting how experiences when we're younger though, like, shape us though, because I started wearing makeup because I remember someone commented, a guy again, oh my gosh, commented on my under eyes, and I was like, oh, now I have to wear makeup.
Aww.
Yeah, right. And I went home and I was like, mom, and then like she took me like the mall, we got like Bobbi Brown under eye concealer, like nothing crazy, but
Bobbi,
you know,
Brown, one, love that.
Yeah, but now like when I wear like one thing of makeup, it's always under eye concealer. Like, isn't it crazy?
Yeah,
how that sticks with you.
It's so crazy. Like, some things, it's just so crazy how much your childhood truly affects you. I don't know if you have this, but when I'm talking with my therapist, she often brings me back to my childhood. She asks questions about my childhood, and I'm like, why is she so obsessed? But it's so crazy how things connect. Like, my people pleasing stems from stuff that happened in my childhood. But it's so, you don't think about that really at all.
Not at all. You're only focused on now, but then and then I always do, my therapist makes me make those correlations, and I'm like, oh, I'm this way because of this, and I don't see it as necessarily traumas or crazy events or whatever it is, but it is. I mean, it totally impacted
little
you
things.
Now yes,
you learn, you soak up so much like a sponge when you're so young, so it's like it shapes the rest of your life, which is so crazy.
100%.
I think we need to get into our last topic, which is just, you know, what we're doing right now, drinking. in specific, unfortunately, underage drinking. We don't condone any of this, but we did it. And we can finally talk about Danielle's talking about it. I know she doesn't usually talk about it.
This is crazy for you, because I feel like I am a little bit more of an open book with this. But
you are,
granted, you recently turned of age. Like, it's only been a year. So
that's the thing. Like, as soon as I turned 21, I was like, okay, like, I'll talk about it. And like, also, I'm still in school. And for some reason, I like know UGA can't like, you know, remove me as a student. But like, I get nervous. And I think especially post-grad, I'll just be, I mean, like, what do I necessarily have to lose? But Brooke definitely pulls it out of me, and it's just so funny because like, if you guys have been following us for a while, like, some of these things we're talking about are, you guys were subscribed to us during that period of time, which is so crazy. Like, there were times I was filming a video and I was legit hungover, and not really, I didn't get as hungover when I was younger. Like, I was a spring chicken, but there were times it was like, had been throwing up in the morning or something. And it's just so, no one knew because I literally couldn't talk about it. So it's crazy.
Yeah, no, I get that. Well, I guess I've just been a little more candid about it, just because I am older though, so I have like a few more years
you've had
on
time
you.
To. Uh-huh.
I wasn't, but I felt weird talking. It's always weird to talk about underage drinking, no matter what your life situation is, especially with us. Like, I know that this is like annoying to say, but like, being quote like somewhat of public figures, or not even public figures, but like voluntarily putting our lives on the internet, we weren't going to be 18 years old and being like, hey, this is like the shenanigans we got up to last night. Like, we're just not
it's not like that. Some people are. I'm just terrified.
I get that. It's not really like our brand, but at the same time, we are normal. Like, I think people frequently forget that. Like, I'm sure you get this too, Danielle, like when people meet you out and they're like, wow, you're so cool and like awesome. And I have a friend that said that to me again this weekend. They were like, I remember, like, we met through social media kind of, because I was a YouTuber. Like, she DM'd me, whatever, and she was like, I've, you know, you're so normal and cool, whatever. And I was like, I think I'm this way in my videos, but like maybe I'm not.
I feel that way. I'm like, I feel like I show that. But I think what it is like in a video, you can't have a conversation with someone. So you're not directly just responding to someone. And there's things that you can't control that you might do in person that you don't do in your videos. Because also when we're in videos, we're talking to a camera, whereas in person, you're literally talking to a person and responding to them based off what they say. There's facial expressions. There's everything. But it is interesting because I think you and I are very, very similar to our videos.
We are. I think that people are just shocked that we do actually the like same that, things that normal college kids do. Like we go to parties and we go to bars and we socialize and we flirt with guys when we were single. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's more of like the norm, like that people are like, whoa, like they're.
Oh, yeah. Or like, I think, well, also, we're not often drunk on camera. So it's like, oh my God.
Yes. Yes.
A shot with me. Let's go. Like, taking shots with subscribers is my, I love that. So.
Me too. Me too. Oh my gosh. When life is normal again, please take shots with us in New York, guys.
Yes. Oh my God. I'll buy them. Let's do it. Me too. Literally so exciting. Well, so yeah, Brooke and I obviously, well, wait, first, what was like your first thing that you ever started drinking? Like, do you remember what you first, like,
yes.
What was it?
Oh my God. The first thing that I started drinking when, so I told you about my first time drinking was, oh, maybe I didn't tell you. It was at like a theater party, but that wasn't like the first time. That wasn't like my drinking experience. That was like the first party that I went to. But then I started drinking with like my quote friend group, like my guy and girlfriend group. We drank, this was all because of older siblings, Sky vodka. Disgusting. Literally the worst kind of vodka. Like, nothing against Sky. I would drink it. I'm not trying to disparage.
Vodka in general is just gross. I don't take shots of vodka anymore. Nope.
And that's what we did. We just took pulls and then like followed it with something else. Yes. I don't know who taught us this too. And Sky is actually pretty good in some mixed drinks, but not.
It's not the cheapest though. I mean, it's not like
not the cheapest and not the best to take like a shot of. Like, there's other vodkas that are a smoother experience.
Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe Tito's. I don't know.
Smirnoff, even something flavored. Like, come on. Yeah. Give it to me nicely. Like, we were just
doing it. Give it to me nicely. Literally, Smirnoff was one of the first.
What was yours? What was yours?
The first time I ever got drunk, we were in, I'll never forget, my friend's movie room. Or it was like her, she didn't even have a room. It was like a condo and it was like the recreational movie room. And we had like locked it and like reserved it for the night. And my friend had got us, her boyfriend was a little bit older and he gave us like a crushed water bottle of like pineapple vodka. Like,
it's never in the original bottle. So you're not 100% sure, but it is.
Yeah. Like, what is this?
Horrible. Yeah.
Horrible. And then we had some strawberries. I'll literally never forget that.
Oh, it's so funny.
I drank strawberries a lot.
This was pre-seltzer era. Like, they weren't even, they weren't created. They didn't exist. Yeah.
That was kind of the seltzer. Like,
Rita, it was.
Strawberita, Limerita. Maybe it was Limerita.
Oh, we drank Four Loko.
Yeah, then we learned about those. But I never, like, was obsessed. They made my tummy hurt.
Me neither, but I definitely went through a phase where it was like, okay, I'm going to, like, drink my hard liquor and a Four Loko. Dangerous combos. We're just wild. Straight up, like, for young people, it doesn't matter. Guy, girl, whatever, like for a young person who doesn't have a high tolerance, like this is dangerous. I would not recommend this to anybody. It's just because I blame it on my ignorance because I didn't have older siblings. I don't know about
you. Yeah, we didn't. Once again, maybe that's what it was. We were just like, this is what our friends showed us who also had older siblings or an older boyfriend, whatever it may be. But yeah, I remember I took like, I don't even know if you call it a shot. We like took all the sips from the same water bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was so crazy too because, you know, you see in movies like people being drunk and I was always so wondering of like, what is drunk feel like? And I really got drunk that night. Like, not super bad too. It was like just this perfect, like I remember looking at my friend and being like, I am drunk right now. Like, I'm definitely drunk right now. And it was this really, honestly, exciting thing. It was so funny. We were just like dancing around. We were playing.
What great, what year soundtrack. Of life was this?
Oh, I think this was second semester sophomore year. So I was 16.
Yeah, that's about the time that I started my sophomore year, like, on the weekends, like regularly drinking. Yeah. I would say.
So that was like the first time I got drunk. I had like taken sips of things before that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But
same.
Yeah, it was just funny. And then, yeah, junior and senior year really.
I need to know about the fake ID then, because if like everyone has a fake ID story, you said that you got yours kind of later. What was?
Yeah.
How did you get it? What was the story?
ID God. I remember that.
Me too. ID God. I don't condone this. I've heard horror stories, so I feel like it's a luck of the draw. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I got mine from ID God, literally a New Jersey ID. He came in a pack of two, and it came in a thing of like chopsticks or something. Yeah. Like they always like hide it.
They put it in the back of like teddy bears or photo frames or whatever because they can't just ship a stack of
So sketchy. I think I literally had to purchase, I don't want to say I purchased Bitcoin, but I had to do something weird. Like I had to go to a CVS because I, of course, purchased it for all my friends. Like they all Venmo'd me or PayPal'd me. Who knows what we had back then. And I like did it and oh my God, it was such a sketchy experience. Where was yours from?
I want to say mine state. I think it was New Jersey too. Cause well, I had a Rhode Island at another point, but I think that that was after this one. I think my first one was New Jersey. I've done many orders, but my first order was through and it was only because once again, no older siblings. Sorry, mom and dad. I know I'm roasting
We're really roasting.
I know.
I love being the oldest though.
Me too. In retrospect now, I'm like so happy and whatever. But when you're younger and like you're learning these experiences, like you don't have someone to be like, now it's time to get a fake ID. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't. So you have to kind of learn.
No, I got mine. I worked at an ice cream shop. I remember I was 16, 17. Yeah. And the girls that I worked with were all older. They were seniors in high school, if not in college. And like, we were just like really good friends. And they were like, hey, we're doing an ID order. And they asked me like, do you want to get in on it? And I was like, sure. So I was 16, 17 getting this ID. I paid more than I should have for sure.
Yeah. Ugh.
Because they could have charged me anything. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's so, like,
oh, give me it, whatever it is. You'll do
exactly.
It.
We took the pictures in the back of the like ice cream shop. I remember like, the, like photos. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like such a rebel. No business doing this. But the crazy thing was I also was one of the first of my friends to get my license. So it was double dangerous because I was doing the driving and going to the stores and picking everything up. I remember I was like driving around.
The
like,
plug.
The
plug. The plug. Catch me at Ralph's being the plug.
Literally me at Ralph's. Like sketchy behavior. And that was like a sketchy time of my life. And it didn't pan out well for me because I got caught. I had that I bought myself an iMac my like senior year or my junior year of high school. I forget with like my YouTube money because I was editing on it and stuff. Yeah. So I had my big iMac open. And I left my messages open and my friend, I was texting back and forth with my friend. She was coming to pick me up to go to the liquor store. My mom came into my room at the time. I left the iMac open and like the messages was up and she was like,
RIP,
writing in it. And by the time that I got home, and I came home with like a giant like tote bag. Like it was so obvious.
Clink, clink, clink.
It was so obvious. I think that they just wanted to turn a blind eye, but they were like, come on, like you are so dumb at this point. So I walk right in and I remember I was like, my dad was outside like doing yard work and I was like, how are you guys doing? I'm having such a good day. And he was like, really? He's like, go inside and talk to mom. And I,
I can so see your dad doing this. Oh my God, I'm dead.
And I go inside and my mom's like, Brooke. And she was like, where were you just now? And I was like, oh, I just like went for a ride with my friend, whatever.
Went for a ride.
It was like my like girlfriend, but like, you know, that we, whatever, like we were doing sketchy behavior. And she was like, I know where you were, whatever. And she's like, give me the ID. And then my dad comes inside and she cuts it up in front of me. She doesn't just take it. She cuts it with a scissor.
Oh my God.
And then she goes, you don't have any more, right? And I was like, no. I had another one. I'm sorry.
Don't you have a second one? Yeah. Thank God they do a pack of two. I always was like, why do they do that? And then so glad.
Have you ever gotten caught by your parents or by anyone else? That was like honestly worse than like being like I'd gotten rejected from liquor stores and stuff like that, but that was worse because it was like disappointing your parents, like especially when you have that level of trust like I feel like you had with your parents too. I had it with mine. Yeah. Like it sucks.
Yeah, unfortunately, my parents never knew. They really thought I was a good child. I was. Like, I really never got in trouble. I feel like you the same. Like, never really got grounded. Like, it wasn't like that. But I don't think either of my parents ever had fake IDs because when they were in college, like, they could be 18 to drink. But my mom, they did change it to 21, but she was born by a certain month, so she got grandfathered into it. Crazy. So I don't think they ever was like thinking like, oh, my daughter's gonna like get ID. I don't know, because your parents are a little bit younger, right? Like maybe they had fake IDs perhaps. I don't know if they did. I'm saying that too, but they might have, but they never mentioned it. And I think they just thought I just wasn't like that and I didn't really have one.
You've gotten it taken though at some point, right?
Yes. So not by them. I finally like told them when I was in college. I was like, yeah, Georgia, like everyone has fakes.
hate it when you're in college. I mean, I hate to say it, but you don't but like it's
at Georgia, at a school like Georgia, yes. Because other colleges, some are like just house parties, really. And you don't need a fake ID to go to house parties. But in Georgia, like, yeah. I remember freshman – actually, I told them when I was like older because freshman year I told them all bars were 18 and up. So I told them I would just go under. And then I remember, like, it was a thing for parents' weekend when people came, like, your parents would go out with you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my parents cannot come to a bar with me. Like, they don't even know I have a fake. And then I think early sophomore year, maybe end of freshman year, I was like, yeah, I have a fake. Like, let's go to, like, silent disco, stuff like that. But, yeah, so one time I was in Miami. I was, like, 18 or 19 over the summer. I was, like, I was, like, at a hotel. Like, I got a little brand deal with the hotel. I was so excited. Bougie life. And I wanted to go to a club, you know, like, hit up
Miami
the club.
Clubs are the best, yeah.
They look – I've still never been to one.
Are you kidding?
No, yeah, I definitely haven't. I haven't been there since 21.
We're going. Like, once we're vaccinated, like, we're going. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like – yeah, we're so close. Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh my gosh, they're so fun. They're the best. So but you have, like, to, like, stay up late. They are late nights. Yeah,
I'm not good at that.
I know.
You're so better at that than I am, though. I feel no, like. But like, we'll if you rally. Need to stay up late, you can. I'm just not as good
I know,
as that,
Danielle. So. We will rally. Like, it will happen.
Okay, you will look me in the eye, and be like, Danielle, rally. But yeah, long story short, we were like, how can we get into this club? I think it wasn't Liv. It was another one that, like. I couldn't tell you what it was called. Anyways, it was in Miami, and my friend told me, she was like, if you get a promoter, a lot of times they can kind of get you in without your fake being that good, or they take you into a different line, whatever. So she told me her promoter, and she's like, he's got you. And I told him, we were texting before, and I was like, I sent him like a photo of my fake, because I get so scared. I was like, this is what it looks like. And he's like, yeah, that should be good. Does it have a hologram or whatever? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I get there, and I meet him, and he's like, yeah, come on in. And he told me that there was not even going to be someone really check my ID, and if they did, it was so chill. Well, someone checked my ID, and he immediately, like, opens up, like, you know, like, at the red carpet, how they have those, like, rope things, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know what they're called. So, well, it wasn't a red carpet, but you know what I mean. They had this, like, little rope.
Rope
and
things.
He looks at my ID for a long-ass time, and my friend's behind me. She hasn't even shown hers yet. He opens the thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's letting me in. Turns out it leads out to the street, the one that he opens, and I'm on the street, and I am like, oh, my God. And he kept it. And I didn't even realize, because I thought he was like, hey, here you go. And I thought he was going to hand it to me after. Keeps it, puts it in his pocket. She goes, he takes hers, puts it. She didn't think fast enough to be like, oh, I'm just going to get out of line. So we were left on the street without IDs and in the middle of Miami and like dying of embarrassment. And the promoter like didn't even say, you know, they don't care. They were just like, whatever. He didn't even come and talk
they
to me.
They literally have no mercy. Like, they don't care. I mean, if you put $100 in with like the ID, I'm sure they would have let you in. But like, at the same time, they also could have been like, screw you, and like also leave. Like, it's no guarantee. So it's sketchy.
So messed up. I mean, like, whatever. It's actually illegal, like, whatever. But I was just so let down by my man. I don't even remember what his name was. But so then I went into college only with one. And I mean, it was fine. I never had a problem with that one ever in Athens. One time in Athens, I accidentally gave the guy my student ID. And then I just gave him my fake, and it was whatever. Like, they don't care. I've had friends give them their real ID and then be like, oh, wait, just kidding. Not wrong one. Like, they don't care that much here, unfortunately.
I think that it's a rite of for my experience, it was a rite of passage. It's very dangerous, though. I mean, like, I totally, like, it's highly, highly illegal. I'm not suggesting this under any shape or form.
Definitely.
Like, the thing, there's a difference between drinking underage and, like, having a fake ID. Like, fake ID truly does bring it to that next level. Like, you straight up, like, that's, like, legal trouble. So at least... My thing is, I feel like we're both on the same page with this, Danielle. Like, I've always been crazy and fun, but I know when to draw the line.
Your limits. Yeah, definitely.
I've always been able to, like, call an Uber
kind of be
home.
Like, oh, yes. It's sometimes a bad quality about myself. Sometimes I feel a little grandma, but for the most part, it's good.
I think it is good because there are those people who are like, if you – and it's okay. Like, I get it. Like, you have your fun and your wild years, you know, like, to be the one that, like, you know, someone might need to take you home or whatever. But at the same time, it's a scary world out there, especially for girls, especially in college. And unfortunately, we do live in this culture where you need to be aware because men are absolutely disgusting and will take advantage of you. So you need to be on your game. I think that I just have been an idiot in my younger years drinking and things like that. I remember one time in high school when I was drinking with my friends at one of my guy friends' houses and his parents literally still remember me from this, that we were all drinking outside in the yard and I got too drunk and I was in a chair. And the chair, I was getting too drunk. We were all sitting around on this deck, like this raised deck in chairs. This is just an example of like, and it's okay. Everybody gets to this level of drunk, but this was a real wake up call for me that I was like, girl, like you're playing with life and death here. Like this is not funny anymore. And I think it's, you have to have those experiences though to teach you in a way, which I don't necessarily agree with, but you know, it's all fun and games, especially when you start drinking in the beginning. You're like, I feel limitless. Like, I feel like I could do this. I'm invincible, whatever. And you're not, you know, it is just, it's serious. And
yeah,
all it takes is the one time of like learning your limits. I feel like you learned your limits early and that's why you knew.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a great experience to have because then you kind of like, you just feel comfortable when you go out. 'Cause you're like, okay, this is what I can do.
I feel that way. I had one experience where I was like a junior in high school or something, like I said, at my friend's house on this deck, and we were just drinking and like fooling around. And it wasn't even that I was pretty drunk, but it could have happened to anybody. And my chair tipped back and I fell backwards off the deck, and I was legit, dude, like 2 inches away from shattering my head on like a rock because I straight up fell. My friends were so scared that we were like going to get in trouble or whatever because everyone was screaming loud. Everyone ran. They ran away. And then
I know.
I love my friend. Like, I'm so really friends with them. Up. And they're like, they still apologize. But like, man. Then his like mom came outside. Like, they still remember me from this. Like, it's so embarrassing. Oh my God. They probably see me. They're like, this girl, they like fell backwards. Oh 2 inches away from like cutting her head open.
Oh my God. It's terrifying.
I'm not going to say it takes one of those to show you, but like, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt and like things do happen. So like, a warning to all like, younger listeners, college listeners, like, it's fun and stuff, but it's, I'm not trying to be like negative Nelly, but you know what I mean?
Be careful, be safe. Like, I know we have some younger listeners that are probably dabbling in drinking. And I think the biggest thing is just being aware of your surroundings, who you are, like always be with people that you feel very comfortable with. Like if it's something that you're not comfortable, be like, hey, like literally tell it to the friend that you're with. Like just always go into things with someone, you know, kind of has your back. 'Cause
that's it too.
Have more fun too.
I feel like it's never been a beneficial experience for me in college or high school or whatever to make friends through drinking. You have to make your friends before drinking or make them sober or make them like whatever, because, and it's okay. Like I get it. Liquid confidence, like it makes you like a little bit outgoing and whatever, but if they're only your friends when you're drinking, they're not your real friends. And that's like a harsh reality that
I learned that in college actually. That's a lot of it. We've talked about that in the last few episodes, but
trust
me,
they unfortunately are not going to have your back, and it sucks, and it literally sucks to admit, but like, yeah,
that is just so true. Wow what a great episode.
Danielle, I feel like we just long, almost 2 hours.
Oh my gosh, 2 hour special, girls.
2 hours,
get tipsy with us.
I know, crazy topics. Let us know if you guys like when we talk about random topics or if you prefer to just be one thing. I feel like these are things that we couldn't have like a full episode on each of them, but like we could
like
just
a full episode on the icks. Could you imagine that stuff?
No I just love these because I feel like it gives you a real taste of us and like who we really are and unfiltered.
Oh yeah, very unfiltered. And we have some other plans for like when we're in person together, like a little truth or drink action, stuff like that. But we want to wait till we're like in person and can make it even more fun. But we love doing episodes like this, and we would honestly do more, I'd say. But, you know, we need topics. So if there's certain topics that you guys want us to touch on that you feel like we don't talk about a lot, we're really down. Like every episode, I feel like we get more and more comfortable talking to you guys. And this was fun, and I am tipsy. So,
I feel the same way. And next week it's going to be really great. So definitely tune in.
Oh, next week's going to be so good. I literally cannot wait.
Me too. I'm like giddy. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I feel like you guys probably did. So share your story.
I feel
story.
Like you had to.
Share your story.
We story. Need a story of you listening and laughing. And hopefully, you know, if this is a late night listen for you, that's even better. Pour a glass of wine.
I literally finished half, like 3/4 of a bottle of wine. Like I need to go chill. Okay.
I know. I love that for you. That's amazing though. But we love you guys so much. And we're so, I could get sappy. I think it's because I'm a little drunk, but so thankful for our gals on the go every day. Like this is like the coolest community ever. And I think if we can just inspire one person or motivate someone or make someone feel not alone, like, hey, that's awesome.
Incredible. We love you guys so much. And we will talk to you all next week with another episode. Bye, guys. Mwah.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.